Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L.
Back, look 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 back,
got a place and fix up no. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So,
Doctor. Magic Beats Elite Beats.
Thank you.
Productions in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Danye Mizrahi presents the V for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000 open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen in drag, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grants include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a butch queen European runway. $200 for femme queen versus junior femme queen versus drag realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for butch queen sex siren and $100 for female figure runway. That's the V for Vendetta Ball presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th. The V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250, open to all new school legendary realness for $250, female figure face for $250, butch queen in drag versus femme queen realness for $250, butch queen European runway for $250, butch queen all-American runway for $250, butch queen sex siren for $250, and butch queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus, or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face. The unbelievable beauty. $1,000. Grand prize number two. Open to all performance. All bets are on. $1,000. Grand prize number three. Open to all sex sirens. The ultimate sex wager. Five trophies, five cash. $500. Many grands include Butch Queen Face. In honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garçon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy. The real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness, for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator, for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball, presented by Trey Garçon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garçon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening.
You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the break, they take me, I'm a bashy girl. Trey wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. You wanna be just like me, like me. Cut to the quick, can't take me. The tree wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl.
This Kiki is mine.
And you like it? You like the adulation, the applause.
Say it comes from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addiction high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and kikis,
it. You absorb it,
laugh,
you take it.
And
you
kikis, like it. Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell you other, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
Everyone, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to Tea Party Tuesday. I am your host, Jason Bridge, and at this time, I'll bring on the rest of the crew. Guys, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, brother.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not a lot.
No, it seems like a lot.
It's going to be an interesting Tuesday night, that's for sure. Where is everyone?
I don't know, honey. Maybe they got the Monday night syndrome, honey.
Okay, we have a caller, so let's just get right on to those. 773-937.
I hear chewing. Is that you, Dev?
Oh. Okay, and now you're gone. So, brother, how was your day?
What is the shade that's going on with this radio show tonight?
Yes, I was wondering the same thing. Your intro came on, Jason, then you didn't, then the Tea Party intro came on, then we didn't.
And now I'm just now getting unmuted. I'm like, girl, how did I get muted from the beginning?
Well, it's going to be one of those nights. So.
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, never mind. I digress, audience. I'm sorry.
So, brothers, how was the weekend?
Oh, my God, J-Rock, please go first.
Well, my weekend was very fun because I went home to Dallas. You know, I had to go up there because I was down here in Houston for Splash, so my mom kind of got mad and everything and was like, bring your ass home for Mother's Day. So I went up there, and the first thing I did when I get to Dallas is I had a fight. Yeah. Somebody called my mom a bitch, and I guess they thought I wasn't going to do nothing about it, and now his motherfucking mouth is busted up. But what tripped me out was the Dallas Police Department came up to me, and they asked me what happened. Once I told the story, they gave me a real, okay, well, have a nice day, and thank you for serving our country. And I'm like, what? I just knew I was going to jail, but I guess I didn't, praise the Lord. So then, went to the club, had fun, socialized. Saturday, went to the club, you know, got on the mic, did a little 1-2. Then Sunday, came on back home. So I had a fun time this weekend. I had a really good weekend.
Okay. And Mark, how was your weekend? I heard it was like,
Oh my God. Can I just say, I know that's not an echo of mine. Y'all can hear the echo, right?
No.
Yeah, I heard the echo for a minute.
I ain't heard nothing. Y'all both high.
Not yet. Okay. So I went out to the city. I went to the club. Got fucking wasted. Oh, my God. I was so wasted. I don't even know what day of the week it was. I just know I was having fun. And then, I mean, I cut my story short. You know, get to the point. So after the club was over, I got a little bored, and I was, tramping. I'm not going to say tramping, you know, literally, but I was just trolloping around the city or whatever, and I just so happened to pass a bathhouse. So I took it upon myself to stop at an ATM and go into this bathhouse. I have been reading the bathhouse for years and years. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I am turning 32. Today, well, tomorrow, we're at the 12 o'clock, and I'm going to go. Baby, when I tell you I went in there and got the everlasting key of all keys, baby, I think I'll pay another $40 to go in there and key. It was like a comedy club without anybody saying anything. Bitch, I saw a fat white man with a cool Modi chain on, bitch, and it was 5:30 in the morning. I was like, sweetie, why do you have that chain on? I was gagging. It was a key, though. Like, it was very interesting. It wasn't at all how I had imagined it. I think from watching that horrible logo show, Queer Ass Folk, I just assumed that all of those little things turned out like that. But it wasn't given that. You know, nobody tried to touch me. Well, actually, they did, but I just told them to go away. And, you know, it was pretty interesting for a key. Like I said, if I really had nothing else better to do on a whatever night, that was a Friday, I definitely would pay $40 to go back in there and have a cackle. I mean, it's better than paying $30 to go to a ball and laugh at them and then have my, you know, night end it early.
So you walked around with your clothes on all the whole time?
Oh, no, I had on shorts and tank top. So it was like, you know, whatever. I was not taking that off. I mean, they handed me the towel and the lube and everything and the little package and everything. I thought that was very, you know, very good because, again, the thought that I had about the bathhouse was very raunch. You know, the girls are going to swap fluids and do all types of things. I'm not to say that they didn't or weren't, but it was just really good to see. After I handed this man my $40 and handed me a key for a locker, he also handed me a package of condoms and lubrication. I was like, okay, serve. So, I mean, I guess for the most part, it was very interesting. Saturday, I just, you know, tried to gather my thoughts and remember who I was. And Sunday, you know, I just prepared for work.
Well, I thought you was going to stay out of those swinger spots.
Oh, my God. Where did you come from? Hello?
She magically appears.
Oh my God! You know, we got to get an intro for you too, girl. I can't be dealing with your thing.
So Tiffany, how are you?
I'm fine. Hey Jason, who is that? You or Sean? Sean on this line?
Sean is not on this line.
Oh, you and Sean starting to sound alike. We are both on the same place.
That's my sister from another barista. So Tiffany, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I went to a city about an hour away from me that I've never been before. It's called Killeen. It's supposed to be like this military-based place, whatever. I went to some ratchet club where none of the girls had on red bottoms. They all had on Payless high heels. And the guys were buying other guys drinks because they wasn't old enough. And I should have knew it was ratchet when I went. Because guess how much it cost to get in? On a Saturday
$5.
Night. Yeah, $5. I ain't been to a club that costs $5 since I was a teenager.
Bitch, I was about to say $5.
It was $5 in Killeen. Oh, my God. It was so ratchet and ratchet and ratchet. And I had on my nice-looking little dress. And all the boys, I guess they said, this bitch was stuck up. She too dressed up. Honey, these hoes was looking. Oh, it was just a ratchet, ratchet mess. I ain't seen no girls with no bundles in their hair. I seen very much quick weaves. I seen quick weaves and dookie braids and micros and twisties. And I was like, oh, honey, this is the
you
ratchet.
Know that
of the ratchet.
Was that over there by Fort Hood?
Yeah, some club called
Oh,
the Rock.
Baby, you was in, you know, they got stuck in 1995. They never recovered.
Ooh, it's a mess. I was, and then it was so ratchet. Listen, y'all, it's about an hour away from my house, 45 minutes to an hour. I wanted to ride back home that same night. I said, I ain't staying here overnight, honey, baby. I'm about to drive. I didn't do nothing. I wasn't high up, honey. I had me one, two cocktails. I said, she's going home to get in her bed, honey. She don't got time for this ratchet mess. I didn't even want to stay in a hotel. They didn't even have no name brand hotels out there. All I seen was sleep-ins and Orangewood Suites and Bates Motels. I was scared for my life.
Baby, that's a big military town. All they do is they just need rooms to fuck in, and then, you know, that's it. They don't really need real rooms.
That's all I did for my weekend, and I'm getting a promotion with my job, so I'm going through training for a whole week. So, yay,
Watch.
I'm happy about that. Yay.
Okay.
No money. So... that's all I've been doing. What y'all been doing?
Well, my weekend was very interesting. As you all know, the premiere to the web series that I'm a part of started on Friday. So we had the premiere party, and that was quite interesting. It was a red carpet. The pictures will be out shortly, but I have posted in a couple of places the web series if you all want to see it. I actually don't make my – well, I did make an appearance in that one, but I don't make an appearance as myself or my character until episode 4 or 5. It does air twice a month. The next episode will come out on the 31st of this month. So at the premiere party – it was quite interesting because, and there was shout out to a few of the Facebook people that did show up. I was actually surprised to see some of you. I didn't even know that some of you knew about it, which was shocking. And J Rock, someone told me to tell you hello.
Reese's Pieces.
Yes. And there were some other people there that was quite interesting.
Least to say the bit that was it was an experience. I hope you all like it. Comment, do whatever. So that's how my weekend went. And then of course yesterday I lost my phone, so I couldn't call into the show. But someone did send me an inbox tonight in response to something I guess Kelly said last night about Magnum and Camaro's fight. So this is what they said to me. Allegedly, or apparently, I'm going to use what Kelly said, allegedly, this is another version of what happened at that event. I really didn't want to talk about it, but since I saw it in my inbox, I'll go ahead and bring it up. Apparently, this is what happened. Hey, Jason, what's good? I know that you're the voice of the people, and your info is usually pretty unbiased and accurate. So I just wanted to clear up last night's false tea that was given about Camaro getting punched by Magnum Auger and not doing anything. That is completely false. First, here's the truth. One, Camaro and Magnum were gambling on the game of spades. Each partner had to produce $10. Well, Kelly did say that. Each person had to produce $10 of a total $20. Magnum had lost and stated that he had his half of the $10 but needed change. Camaro asked him to go to the store and break it, which Kelly did say. Magnum refused, which Kelly did say, and that's when the reading started. The reading got a little out of hand when Magnum blindsided Camaro and snuck him in the jaw. Then Camaro punched him hard in the face twice and giving him a two-piece with no biscuit or Sprite. Well, that's interesting. Before Brandon Levine and company jumped in and broke it up. They pulled Magnum into the car with him holding his eye, which I thought was crazy because they were cool. Camaro brought Magnum to the scene, made him a baloney before he became a hugger, and gave him the name Magnum. Well, that's the other version of the story. So if Camaro or Magnum chooses to call in and solidify either version, you are more than welcome to do so. If not, the people can believe what the people want to believe. So, anybody want a Sprite?
Or a biscuit?
It's not a two-piece with no biscuit. No, man.
Now they need that biscuit.
Oh, when I report a story, baby, okay, my story is reported, it's confirmed, it's recorded and everything. So whoever sent you that email, whoever sent that over, tell them, please don't have me come and reveal my sources, okay? My sources is recorded and documented that Camaro didn't do anything. So tell whoever is a Camaro representative that's there, that's sitting in that thing, tell Camaro to call in himself, okay, and tell the side of the story. But my story is from the horse's mouth, and it's recorded from my iPhone. And I thank you. Okay.
Well,
so the girls don't want me, honey. You know, I heard that story. I was over here nodding in my little nap on my couch, listening to y'all speakerphone, honey. And I heard that story, so you know I had to press one. Okay.
You
had a prayer. Okay. And my story that I get from a reliable source, that it was not blindsided, that they were so close to each other, nose to nose, that they could kiss, and he backed up and knocked Camaro. Camaro went to go defend himself, but the rest of the parties got in and broke it up. But so Camaro never got a hit back.
Camaro didn't want to hit back, baby.
Okay, they said he was so stunned, mistaken, it looked like his mother or somebody hit him.
Bitch.
Now, are we gonna get a rebuttal from last night and Friday night about Erica sent over to the tea party? Do I need to clarify that too?
Well,
come on. Yeah, clarify.
Nah, I need to clarify.
Yeah.
She got beat up by her wig mistake, and she said, "I'm a liar." Maybe when I tell you, listen, sources on sources, I was, I don't want to get sued. I don't want to get sued. I was watching Wendy Williams today. Allegedly, she had a full head weave in, and allegedly when it was done, she only had 2 tracks left. Allegedly.
Now, wait a minute. I was trying to listen last night to your show, and I couldn't understand what you were saying about. You said something about she was in a club that she goes to in Philly.
And Woody's, downtown Philadelphia. And Woody's. She's one of the popular girls in Woody's. So after she got beat by the child in Woody's, she had security. They called the cops and got the child locked up. And the reason why she couldn't make a statement for those 4 hours when everybody was talking about it on Facebook, because she was at the precinct making a statement and the child was locked up. And allegedly, the child used to live with her or go with one of her children that used to live with her and used to always be at her house, allegedly. And allegedly, her and the legendary Anthony Revlon, the new legend, was together. They've been together. They were together that whole week, allegedly prostituted.
So what's Woody's?
Woody's is the bar downtown in Philly.
So like what type of bar?
Yeah, I guess a gay bar. I never been to Woody's before.
A regular, so I'm trying to say like what's that?
A regular.
Well,
you know,
what kind of ass is at a tranny bar, Kelly? That's what he's trying to say.
With a name like Woody's, it's got to be a white people's bar.
Bitch,
so
you gotta
like,
add some
is it like the Roundup?
That's what he's trying to say. Is it a girl bar, honey? That's what he's trying
to get. It's like a girl bar where they pick up the
Well, I don't think it was a girl's bar, because all my sources that gave me the tea was Butch Queen. So I don't think it's just a girl's bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a white man's bar. That's what just came across my thing, you know. But my three sources that hit me up on Friday when it was happening on Friday, you know, was Butch Queen, and then my we got a break in there.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Oh, my God.
No, that wasn't breaking news.
How are you, Mark? Happy birthday.
I'm good, sitting here, fucked up.
Happy
well,
birthday,
really
Mark.
Fucked up, but you know, hi, you know.
Everybody call in and wish Mark a very happy, blessed birthday. I just want to start it off and say I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day, as well as another year of success for you, okay?
Thank you, Jasmine.
I'm about to mute myself, but I just want to say happy birthday. Kelly, I inboxed you. You need to hit me up because I got tea for you.
Wait, baby, you probably hit me up on
that other
page. You probably hit me up on that other page, honey.
Well, girl, I don't know what you got too many pages for me. Private caller, you're on the air real quick. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Mrs. Doubtfire, and I just wanted to wish Mark a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, Woody's. Oh, they hit. Somebody hit me up and said Woody's is a regular white man bar. Sometimes they have drag shows there.
Oh, okay.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Yes, happy birthday, Mark Gemini. Stand the fuck up, buddy. Okay, how you doing?
Oh Lord,
stop.
Oh,
Y'all not gonna do this to the Geminis, okay?
Baby, Taurus, we're still here.
Oh my God, baby, that was so 4 weeks ago. We're not talking about y'all no more.
Right. Give me up. Because
y'all ass coming up with these split personalities, thinking y'all four people and five people.
Uh-oh. Yes, honey, we doing our thing, honey.
Lord. What are you gonna do for your birthday, Mark? What are you planning besides work? Mark.
Private call, are you there?
Thing.
Hello?
Keith?
Yes, private caller.
Yes. Can we just pause with some Doubtfire's happy birthday wish to Mark?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, why would I? Honey, Mark is a Gemini. I mistake if it was one of those Tauruses, yes.
I mean, it's saying, yes, but you was a key. The bitch said, happy birthday. You just said in the bar. What is this, a white man's bar? Like, you just shut down, bitch.
Oh, no, Ms. Doubtfire is still there?
No, she's not. You shut down, bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I didn't mean to. That just came through my phone. It wasn't shade, baby. It's never shade to my Geminis, honey. Geminis, we rock for 6 weeks, bitch. Please.
Okay. Of course, always. But I'm a Libra, baby. I mean, we rock, so.
Yeah. Well, rock up off this phone. It's Gemini season.
Oh, come on.
Now, Callie, I don't call in on Monday, and I'm not rude to your callers anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm
you
got to
give Callie just a little slack, though. It's Gemini season. You know, like,
yeah,
we get real
I'll
up in
there.
The midst in our season.
Don't worry, Mark. Don't worry. I'm coming to invade the State of Emergency show next week at 12 o'clock this day, okay? And I'm going to read every motherfucking sign out to you, honey, okay?
Oh, no. 862-9.
It's no shade.
Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. We're not going to talk over each other. That's really crazy. 862-900.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Yay. Father, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
I'm good. It's me, LaMail, Teflon, all of us, girl. We just called and tell Mark happy birthday.
Thank you, sister.
Three naughty naughties from fucking Houston.
I know this ain't
coming from the same bitch who thinks she can walk big girl's face, bitch.
It ain't, she thinks she
won one. It ain't she won one motherfucking time. I had one ball, bitch. She thought she could overall big girl face ruler. Bitch, girl, get the ball.
First of all, sweetheart, I don't think anything. I just state motherfucking facts, honey.
Well,
you
girl, that
see
ain't
it.
No fact, bitch, because you ain't the baddest bitch out there.
Girl, you, I might not be, honey. I might not be, but you, LaMisha, with the exception of Tesla.
Last night, bitch, and girl, you ain't crazy either, bitch.
I try to do what? In front of.
Did you try to call for my house member last night, ho?
Girl, shut the hell up, girl. Anyway, LaMisha,
you
know me.
You like she got Down syndrome, bitch.
See how she's so messy, Kelly?
Oh, come
you see how she's
on.
So messy, Kelly?
Yeah, see, my sister got down to
Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Kelly.
I see you, honey.
You
see, I'm not even going there tonight.
She tried to get ready.
What are you talking about? Prada, who
is
she talking
about?
You want me to read you or keep it cute still?
Girl, you can't read me, period. Girl, please, honey.
I can't
please.
Read you. Girl, bitch,
you surely can. Girl, no, you are the read, bitch, honey. You can never come for mother, honey, girl. Go somewhere now, girl, honey. Go to the
hill for longer than 30 minutes, bitch, then fuck women.
I don't need to, girl. I don't need to. I don't want to stand in heels, girl. I don't have to, girl. But if I choose to, I could, girl.
Okay,
you
girl.
Mad? You mad?
Absolutely not.
Girl, you're mad?
Absolutely not, honey. I can stand in my heels longer than 30.
Girl. Oh. Well, girl, they should. I mean, you know, I heard that Payless make good heels nowadays. So,
oh,
you know, girl.
If you wouldn't know that, I don't shop at Payless, son.
Oh, you know, I would never know anything about
Payless, girl.
Hey, I don't know anything about that, sweetheart, honey. I leave that
for you, no Tino Clark. Ain't that the same? No Tino Clark. No Tino Clark. Girl.
But that's all I want, J-Rock. Make sure you give me my shit too, J-Rock. No shit.
Look here. Don't be putting that on here. This ain't got nothing to do with the goddamn show. Don't put all our goddamn family business on this motherfucking show.
Oh, bro, I'm going to put it on there, baby. Oh, yes.
What?
Where LaMisha at?
Kelly,
you know
LaMisha?
Kelly, you know LaMisha?
LaMisha.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Lulu, what's going on?
What's going on, Archie? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Shit. We going to turn up for what?
I'm turning up already.
You guys saw a party and go.
I'm already
Molly's in that system.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
not on the
girl.
Air.
Not
down,
on the
so
air.
She's
making it dry. Girl.
I'm
so sorry, girl. Your business.
Girl,
bye, LaMisha. Bye, girl. Bye. In my tree voice. In my tree voice. Bye, girl. Bye.
We love y'all. We love y'all. Have a good day, y'all.
All right. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks for wishing Mark a happy.
Yeah, y'all later.
That's his country family. You know, his down south from the country.
Baby, ain't nothing country about this family, so don't even go there.
I'm talking about, you know, them his country, like, you know, the country side of his family, you know?
Let me say, baby, that is my family. Okay? Those are the Gulf Coast Avenues. You just mad because Prada could sit you in face at any time.
Oh, girl. Prada can't sit the Hamburglar, so how she going to sit me?
Oh, shit. 803-521.
No, better not push me on this shit. Thank you.
Say that again, please.
That's a child from South Carolina that be calling in all the time. I forgot his name.
Kelly, whatever happened to Trayvon, honey?
That was him.
Trayvon called in last night.
That was Trayvon right there. His phone just hung up.
Oh, the one who come out. He told you, Kelly, you was going to buy his ticket for
him. That was him, right there, bitch. His phone just hung up.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Trayvon, call back, honey.
Oh, mind you,
we done turned
the drug into his name and everything. We think you smoking on that, Trayvon?
We do not need Trayvon to call back. Trayvon called in last night's show.
Better than
and
who?
I saw Jerry's kid got a hold of the phone and was playing on it.
Not tonight, Tiff. Don't even bring that up. That's like Beetlejuice. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Beetlejuice.
Bishop, if you're listening, can you call in and sing Mark a happy birthday?
Thanks. Oh, come the fuck on, why don't you? You know what?
Y'all gonna leave Bishop alone, honey, okay?
That is Jason.
Kelly, you
always say that
you wanna play with it, honey.
If I wanna play with Bishop, I done been to DC plenty of times. I can play with Bishop if I want to.
Yeah, you already have.
Okay. No, actually I have it. Maybe I will this weekend when I go to DC.
You so raunchy, Kelly. I can't believe you got a trade over there now, girl.
Oh, ain't nobody over here. It's just me and the kids.
Oh, I want to shout out to the to Monet Ebony for sitting, you know, girls and winning big girl's face. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Well, girl, I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to send a shout out to my fucking sister. But I'm pretty sure that Tiffany had something to say about it since she sat two Chanel.
Oh, she had quite a lot to say last night.
You know what? I ain't even going to say nothing else about it, because you know why? They try to beat me up.
Move on.
Exactly, but the devil is a lie. The devil, his name is J-Rock, is a lie. You feel me? And he just trying to rip me up, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not going there tonight. I said what I said, whatever the case might be, and I'm over it, honey. Over it, Shakovert,
well,
honey.
Girl, move on. Well, I
move
heard no
on, girl.
Shows.
Bye, girl. Bye, girl.
I don't know what's going on. All I know is I'm giving a shout out.
Okay, well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Do we have
the
a do we have
the girl
a
that's played and the girl that's saved?
What's the sound effect for, you know, the horses neighing like, ooh,
You know, like that. Hey, like, do you have one of those?
I'm going to fuck you up, Tiffany.
One of those.
Who got the button? Mew her.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm not even doing nothing tonight. I'm trying to be calm and collected, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not trying to carry. JY trying to provoke me. I didn't even say nothing about that lady tonight. Like, you just trying to provoke me, but the devil is alive. Congratulations. She looked beautiful. There you go. Congratulations. Clap. Can I get the clap? Sound effect. Can I get the sound effect for the clapping? Yay. Yay. Clap. Clap, bitches. Clap. Clap, bitches. Clap.
No, listen to this, though, Tiffany. I'm trying to tell you the truth. I really said congratulations to Monet. I didn't know what happened to nothing. You just said that. I really was saying congratulations to Monet.
No, he's talking about because I know Tiffany got something to say about it because she sat two Chanel's. Okay,
no,
people
I
get
that
all, about,
I was
all the time.
Today, but I didn't know there was tea behind you last night.
Next.
But that's you.
Next. He's trying to rib me. Kelly, you see how you're trying to rib me, honey? But I'm two steps from getting put out of Chanel, honey. Got to shut the hell up.
I bet you
Kelly, okay?
You're squeezing that sheet. You squeezing that sheet, ain't you?
Like, I'm too squeezing.
You trying to hold on
and
grind your
yes,
teeth.
I'm
y'all
got to
see Tiffany. She probably grinding her teeth right now.
I'm like, baby, he will not provoke me to devil. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going there.
Tiffany, someone just came into the inbox. They want to know, can Tiffany walk wash face cut?
Tiffany takes pictures without makeup all the time, so Tiffany can do whatever she wants. Now,
so to answer that, so to answer
incoming
that question,
transmission.
So, private caller, you're on the air.
Hey,
Granny.
Hey.
I got a song y'all want to hear.
Yeah, Granny,
yeah.
I love songs.
Jesus is my doctor, writing all my scriptures.
All right, Granny, cut it out.
Now, y'all can go on American Idol with that.
Yeah, everybody. I am done. Granny, you need to behave yourself.
Hey, yeah, you know what, Jason? You go to hell. I sent you a message the other day on my PlayStation, and you ain't even answer me back, goddammit.
Because, Granny, because when I saw your message, I got your message the next day. I'm sorry. I didn't want to respond after the day late. I be so into my game when people send me invites sometimes, I don't even be paying them no attention. You know I love you, Granny.
Yeah, I just wanted you to join me in Naima's Freaky Deaky Show. Hell, that's all I was trying to
say. Oh, I listen to Naima's show.
Yes, we listen to the show. Well, go on and put me back on mute. I'll press one again if I got something to say about
okay.
Wait, she said a freaky deaky show.
Yes. Okay, Tiffany, this message just came to my inbox. Do you think that you could sit Kelly? Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Oh my God, I can't. I'm getting off this phone. I cannot. The devil is busy.
Well, the private call is gone. So, Tiffany, do you want to answer that question? Do you think you can sit Kelly?
Of course I can sit Kelly. What do you mean, can I? Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I think I can. Yes, God. No shade. Don't see no clock. No, I'm just struggling with Kelly.
Oh, okay. 862-900, you're back.
Trayvon, is that your slow ass?
No, that's not Trayvon. He 80.
Oh my God, whose phone is that?
But that's not Trayvon. Trayvon is 803-521.
I know.
862 is a male.
Oh, Lord.
I knew that was a North Carolina. I'm like, I know that 862 area code.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, how can you know what the male number is? He get a new number, girl, every 20 days, girl.
I, you know what?
Days.
I stopped calling LaMelle
years
ago.
What you're not going to do tonight is come for my motherfucking house number, baby.
Ooh. Facebook is a wonderful thing.
Listen,
Kelly,
you
gotta
try to set me up. They keep making this about a house member thing. Now I'm not going to come for his house member, honey. I'm coming for LaMonica, LaMisha LaMonica, girl.
Come on.
This message, Tiffany, this message is from you, and it's from Mona. Tell Tiffany that she can't even walk with Kelly because she's not even a statement or a star. So sit down.
Honey, what is... Okay.
Ooh,
now,
Mona, come
I'm
on.
Now, okay. Exactly.
Now,
what is she?
She is a doll. She's
a what?
She's a doll.
I know. There's a lot of dolls. Chucky, Care Bear, Catches. What you mean, honey?
I said you a doll, bitch.
Nah.
Oh, my God. Who sound like they outside at a truck stop?
Who? J-Rock.
Because I'm in the house. That's Mark trying to get his birthday madness on.
Bitch,
ooh.
Don't he?
Well, somebody need to get them. Well, can you please get them giblets in the house? Thanks.
That ain't me. I'm in the house, bitch. What you mean trying to get off for one, J-Rock? I am 32 years old, bitch. Ain't nobody hanging the fuck outside getting their swerve on. If I'm not sitting outside with the tray getting fucked up,
oh,
bitch,
shit, what
am I getting fucked up outside?
What is, okay, let me turn my inbox up so Tiffany don't think that I'm attacking her, because tonight must be Attack Tiffany night. Tiffany, this
I don't
came
give
home.
A flying fuck. This and whoever want to say something, tell them to call in like Naima said. Call in,
this
honey.
Message
why do you keep sending
came.
Inbox?
Yes, put the lotion on the skin
came.
And call
this
on
message,
in.
This message came from Laquita Johnson. How is Tiffany walking face with a missing tooth? Whatever happened to perfect smile, perfect teeth?
Oh, come on now. I can't. The fuck? Bitch. Now, wait a minute. We done met up at Gagling, bitch. I remember.
First of all, sweetheart, I just got my tooth pulled or whatever. So these folks are just talking about stuff like
oh,
they know
I'm
absolutely
like,
nothing
I'm
about.
Like, what
one thing
about
me, right, exactly, honey. It just, honey, I just got it took out or whatever. And it's not like some people, you know, they have no insurance. They can't go get their mouth fixed, honey. I'm in the process of getting all my dental work done. So they're just worried about the wrong thing. Second of all, honey, it doesn't matter what I walk because when I chose to walk, I won, honey. It's not like some people who was walking and was getting set every time they hit the runway. So, you know, congrats to the girls now for winning, honey, but please don't come for fucking me, okay? Because I'm trying to keep my composure and keep it cute now and not trying to say nothing nice. You know, I'm trying not to say nothing mean and be just cute and keep my composure, but not too motherfucking much on my goddamn time.
This motherfucking Tuesday, we don't play that shit here.
Okay. breaking news.
The hell
Tiffany
you mean,
is out,
nice?
Tiffany is out of the house of Chanel. She is now overall mother house mother for the Ruby's Chicken. She walks the girl's diabetes.
Who said that?
Wait, is that the Rudy's where everybody likes? Is that what they're looking
at? Yes, that Rudy's is good.
That
approved, honey. Do that come with Lifetime Supply?
That is not approved through. That is not approved through Trey, overall father, founding father Trey, and that is not approved through overall mother LaMishka or overall father J-Rock.
I don't want to know do that code where, like,
minute,
what I never have to buy
who
it.
Who the fuck is LaMishka?
LaMisha. LaMel. Oh, I thought that was LaMel.
LaMishka. I'm sorry.
Oh, when you said LaMishka, I was like, bitch, sorry.
Oh,
trying to get that name.
Okay, Mona, you after this message, Mona, you're going to have to press 1 or you're going to have to send them to somebody else. Tell that bitch, shut the fuck up and be happy with that one win.
Ooh.
Just like her one win, she just not winning something. So should me and her be happy together? I mean, she won just as much as I did. So what does she mean? Tell that bitch. And second of all, I ain't called out her name, so honey, I ain't gonna be too many of her bitches, bitch. First of all, okay.
Tiffany, somebody sent me an inbox talking about you are lying. That fucking tooth been missing.
Damn lie.
I don't remember you having no missing tooth.
Exactly.
That's what I said, but whatever.
So if I put
you said you got
a
mission too, so I'm like, all right, hey, bitch. I was like, I don't even know too busy. You was like, it's gone
right,
now.
First,
I was like,
the first time I heard about it was late. This was the day when I listened to last night's show.
that was the key too, because I was like, wait a minute, did they say she got false teeth? I was.
You know what? I want to put a thousand. I want to put $1,000 on Big Girl's face. I want to see. I want to call a few girls out.
Ah, Jesus.
You're not gonna walk.
That's about how much I just put on my veneers, honey. When I just put my down payment on
$1,000.
You
can get it back if you can fit these girls.
Mm. Well, you know, J-Rock, you know personally $1,000 really is not even nothing, no money to
J-Rock, what's the names? Give me the names. I want to hear the names.
Okay, we want to make it hot.
Make it hot, shake the table.
If I had a $1,000 category and I wanted to, because you know I'll do it, I want to see Tiffany against Kelly against Felicity against Shay Shay, Ava, and Monet. I want to see all of y'all.
Oh, well, time. Baby, you might as well just direct deposit me my coin.
She said, come on, give it to me now.
That's what I want to see.
Let me tell you something. That's $1,000. The girls are coming. It will not just be them.
I'm going to do it before next year.
Tiny, please.
You're not positive?
What? At all. I'm about to get what that girl say on that damn tape. You are so pressed.
Incoming transmission.
347-492.
Hey, Jason. Hey, everyone.
Oh, my
hey,
gosh. Sean and Raymond sound just alike.
Where is this coming from? They don't sound alike to me.
They do.
Hey,
what's going on? Child, listen, Tiffany, if you're not going to say, then I have to read about this lady, honey, because what is she a femme queen or not? What is she?
Ooh.
Miss Mona, what is she, a femme queen? What is she?
Oh, come on, not night two.
Okay. Sean, you wait right there. A private caller.
Mm-hmm. Girl can't say.
Y'all
are
a mess.
Is that the MP? Okay, private caller, you're gone.
Private caller.
So, Sean, what's going on?
Nothing much. It's just that I just, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, she just looks. Girl, if she is a femme queen, she need to be considered a drag and just walk drag face, because, girl.
Incoming transmission.
You are me.
Because that, I just don't see it. If I was on that panel, I would have sent that lady right on her way. So.
Oh.
Well, you won, and she won.
Hello.
Rodney, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Rodney, what's up?
Hey, Rodney.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah, I just calling in to wish you happy birthday. And while I'm on the line, wish a few more people birthdays so they won't say it was shade. Lovely Revlon of the West Coast.
Hey.
Joaquin Prodigy, Philadelphia. Kevin Gotti, Baltimore. Wish all those people happy birthday as well.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
y'all
birthday.
Got my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Lovely. I love Lovely. She is.
Happy birthday, Lovely.
Lovely will have
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot going on.
Now back to the hate.
Somebody.
Oh.
Oh, J-Rock, please. I mean, could you tell me what is it that you see about her face, honey? Tell me.
Child, if you want to try to compare a big girl face to a big girl face, child, then Monet can sit the girl. She did. At the end of the day,
girl,
that's what she did.
That's because she probably needed that coin. That's why her girlfriends was on that panel, probably.
Oh,
child.
Her girlfriend was on the panel now? Oh,
good.
Well, I just got an inbox that came to my airwaves, and they said the reason they think that she won is because the last vote, when it was 3-3, the tie had to be broken by the icon Terry 007, and Shay Shay had chopped her last year in Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
So if she didn't chop her, then it would have been Shay Shay's. Oh, my God. Wow.
Child. Somebody voted for her multiple times.
Well, none of us was there. None of us was there.
I just is quiet. Cause I just ain't got nothing else to say, honey. I'm just keeping my mouth shut, honey.
Did y'all see it in person? See, y'all got to understand about pictures, and y'all know this. Yeah, but whatever you see on a picture, sometimes when you in person, you be like, bitch. Sometimes pictures, some people don't take good pictures, and some people look better in person. Unlike me, I take good pictures, and I look better in person. So, you know.
Chill. J-Rock, you look the fool in pictures, and you look even fooler in person.
Tiffany, you know why that's such a key? Because that is such a lie. Everybody
y'all
knows
bitches
that.
Bitches have a brain.
You know I look good. Don't even go there. Tiffany, I probably said a lot of things, but I ain't never said you didn't look good. Now, I've been talking a lot of things, but you're not going to sit on here on the phone and tell me I don't look good now.
Oh, well, J-Rock, I've seen
you. You give me a little midget RuPaul when he's out of drag.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
my God.
Tiffany is not in heaven with the girls tonight. She is not.
I'm mad with J-Rock.
Not a little RuPaul, though. Have you seen RuPaul by the drag, J-Rock?
Oh, my God. I can't even say who.
You got who.
No, I love J-Rock. Y'all know we all kiki, but that's what I always say. Like, we kiki, but I don't play about y'all. I love J-Rock, honey.
Bitch, wait a minute.
All right.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know everybody on this phone has either seen that night or has seen the video of Miguel clotheslining with his leg the shit out of that girl and rocking her head on that stage. He fucked her head up on that.
What'd she do?
She was just standing there.
He came flying down from above somewhere. And, bitch, he came to, like, put his leg on the stage, and her head was there. Bitch, he clotheslined her, like, with his leg, and her head just hit the stage, like, boom. I was like, shit.
Wait a minute. Where is that video?
He fucked her head up.
It's from the Billboard Musical.
No,
board.
She got up and ran away, bitch. That shit hurt.
She was embarrassed.
Because I would have laid there so I could see.
Exactly.
And y'all would have been like, I can't
feel
my neck.
He actually could have broke her neck.
But she went backstage and took pictures with him and was like, I love you so much. And, bitch, I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, can I get the name of your lawyer? Because, bitch, you will be hearing from mine tomorrow.
Child,
I
give her,
it wasn't like he came flying down and like made a mistake and nicked her head, bitch. He took her head in with his leg on the stage and ran her head into the stage.
I think
he's laughing at that like it's funny. That lady should have died. He laughed.
He fucked up.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame how he just went there
laughing. I mean, first of all, that was just like, I mean, that didn't even have nothing to do with the damn talk. I mean, I've seen the clips because clearly I fell asleep. I forgot the Billboard was coming on. So I've seen the pictures and I've seen some of the clips. But when he ran, I'm like, how tall is Miguel? Like 5'5", 5'6", something
He's
like
little.
That.
He's little.
All right. So, I mean, I could see me running and jumping, and I could make it to the other stage. But the way he did that, it was like, wham, bam, shabam, here come Hulk Hogan. And I was like, bitch. And it wasn't a good way. But the funny part was like, I mean, well, that's not the funny part. The sad part is he did that to her head. What about the bitch he kicked in the face with that shoe?
Oh, he's a regular at this. Assault.
Sean is crazy.
Okay. It makes you think that he just trained to, like, fuck girls up.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, y'all. Let's get this out the way. Everybody at the count of three, we want to all say hi, Dave. One, two, three.
I refuse.
And you should. Are you still mad about your love? Never mind.
Dale, before you go, y'all have to go in the official ballroom radio station and refresh the page and look what Sharon Stone said.
That was the key. I'll tell you on the computer. Just tell me what she said about me, honey.
The child it just is says, a very horrible picture of you.
No filter. Bitch, you got to see this picture.
Big,
yes, ma'am. Opened up my laptop. Ugh, it's just too much. I'm in the bed, honey.
Don't look at it, Tiffany. Don't look at it.
Don't do it to yourself.
First of all, it don't look shit like me. I don't even give a fuck. Like, I got thick skin. Who the fuck cares? I don't care what they say. They say the same shit all the time. She's fat. She's a bitch. I know.
Oh,
I'm fat. Bitch, I do what? God damn.
I think they're going after the missing tooth thing now. I think they've gotten that settled on the fat part.
First of all, they never knew that, honey. You cannot even see it, honey. I just not even too long ago got the fucking shit pulled or whatever. So you cannot even tell. So if you could tell, don't you think y'all would have been seeing it, honey? So I don't walk around with motherfucking fake teeth every day and all this shit like that. You're talking about a motherfucking flipper. I don't walk around.
Oh, you lie to
each other.
I try not to look at you head on. I know it causes hunger pains.
First of all, you try not to look at nothing but the bottom of a fucking Hellman's jar. But we're not talking about that right now. What we're talking about is, I ain't got to fucking explain shit, honey. Why
Thank you, because you're the one that was still going through it. Anyway, happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All three of our birthdays was on a Wednesday this year. That's just fucked up.
Oh, well, it's hump day, bitch. Oh,
yeah, it is. What is Mona in here talking about? Child, I be telling y'all, Mona and her being that figment of imagination that she is, she just be going in. But we love
Brooklyn,
bitch.
Mona.
Yeah,
hey. We love Mona, dolls.
We do.
Her Mexican ass.
Girl, Mona tried to talk
She put my
today.
Outfit together for New York, honey. Yes, Mona. And
she
all
getting
my
your outfit together?
And all my accessories.
You can tell when
honey.
The girls be setting the girls up.
No, bitch. Mona tried to talk to me today earlier at work.
This just came in my inbox. Please get Dave off the line. You're losing callers. Dave, we're going to put you back on hold.
Gotta stop doing Dev like that. Dev is our brother.
I swear to God, y'all avatars are so fucking. Naima,
if you're listening to this show right now, why would you put that up on your status?
What she put on her status?
I'm gonna leave it at that because now that.
Why would you bring it up if you ain't gonna say what
okay,
it is?
Okay, I mean, really, J Rock. What's on her status?
Go look at the status, bitch.
Apparently, J Rock, we're not going to do that because apparently we're not friends with her, so we don't know. So why
exactly.
Would you even say,
because I don't
know
what my phone and
it's
I'm trying
to
get next to it. Yay! It says this. Yay! My water is finally back on in my house. I can finally take me a shower and brush my teeth.
Well, that was a lesson that she said earlier. Something happened with the water, and it got cut off, and it wasn't going to be back on until that night. It wasn't like they cut her water off. Like, it was something with the city. So, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't talking about cutting the water off. I'm talking about you could have brushed your teeth, took a shower somewhere else.
Child, you made us thinking that it was something. You know what? Y'all girls and
exactly.
Y'all. Can we get the
exactly. Womp, 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 womp?
When you talk on, I hear it. Womp, 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 womp,
is the first time I have ever got a womp womp. That's why I didn't want to read it, bitch.
It's all a joke,
and not even if you're listening. You hoes trying to get
got one thing
got a womp womp.
All my teeth ain't going on the side like, you know who? Like that avatar that fit the Khadijah's teeth, honey. I ain't missing them like that now.
Oh no.
You know the avatar in the group?
I can't.
Yeah, I'll play some more. Okay, yeah. Did y'all get into the video I sent y'all, that Microsoft 8 video?
Yes,
bitch?
That motherfucking Chinese bitch that ran her head into that desk, bitch.
That wasn't real, though, I don't think.
Well, even if it wasn't real, that shit was a motherfucking key, but she slammed her face into that desk, bitch.
And that bitch came up like, I'm beat.
You know, bitch, she was beat when she got that face
she
up
was.
On that desk.
No, but you know what, Mark? I didn't, by me not knowing what was going on, I was just sitting in the office, and everybody was quiet. And I was sitting in the office, and I just clicked on it, and the lady was speaking all the Japanese, and I wasn't expecting it at all. When that bitch said, boom, bitch, when I tell you, I fell out laughing so hard, and everybody was like, what's wrong? What happened?
Oh my God. When I saw that, I hollered. I said, did she just ram her face? You see how she did that? That's that girl's face from the Billboard Awards. She fucked her head up on that stage.
So what did you do this weekend, Sean?
Okay. Well, this message came from somebody from the official radio chat, and I'm not going to call their name, but since they want to think we scary much, the question is, so why don't nobody talk about Kelly missing tooth? Scared much? Not at all, because I didn't know nothing about Kelly having a missing tooth, but since you wanted this in the inbox, why didn't you press one and ask that question yourself, Mr.
Ms. And maybe you can come and ask the question and answer it.
They don't need to press one and come and ask a motherfucking question, baby. We already discussed this already, honey. And it's not missing. It's cracked, baby. Okay. And like I said, I'm not hitting the back of the floor until I get it. I think Mark asked last week, when was I walking again? And I said I'm not walking until I get my teeth and everything that I want to get done again, bitch. So why y'all worried about my missing tooth, okay? Well, I take my cock and put it in your mouth between your missing tooth.
Oh.
Does cock taste like chicken?
Bitch, because that's what it sounds like.
You would know.
Bitch, and then when I know Shay, I mean, you know, I love white people, but when a white man say it, bitch, it's just so much more disgusting. It's such a key, though.
Be gagging at the girls. So let me tell y'all something. One thing I keep telling y'all bitches, y'all can never put me on motherfucking blast about any motherfucking thing, because before you bitches get a chance to put my business out there, bitch, I put it out there myself, bitch. If I was to get locked up today or tomorrow, bitch, I report from jail, bitch, okay? I have went live from jail, bitch, before a girl could even get a chance to put it out there. And Jasmine was like, no, sister, no, bitch, because before a bitch find out, bitch, I'm going to break my own motherfucking story. I'm never going to give you bitches a motherfucking upper hand on me, faggot.
Oh, let me tell you one thing. Maya. Bitch,
J-Rock, you don't want to get the womp, 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 womp. So don't even say nothing Maya said. Don't say nothing Maya said. If Maya got something
one,
to say, let Maya press
one.
Let me tell y'all
one motherfucking thing. If I feel like goddamn talking, I'm going to fucking talk. Now, I seen a picture in this little chat that asked me, was this me? So guess what? It ain't like I can tell you the picture, bitch. Go look at it. And I
said,
I'm going off on you, and I'm going to tell my mother when she get back that I'm sick of her leaving me under you. I'm sick of her.
Okay, well, breaking news. At this point, I have made an executive decision, and J-Rock, you are out. and you are out of the House of Bridge. You can go over there to that house. You can go over to that. You can go over to that House of Ignore and sign that petition with them and see how that works out for you. And I thank you.
And when
mother gets that, who won in the switchboard?
J-Rock is not using switchboard, he says.
No, switchboard has got me together twice tonight.
Oh,
I can't wait till my mother come back.
Oh, shit. It'll be a minute before she get back, especially since I got her locked in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Baby, listen. Let me put an end to all this madness. J-Rock, Kelly is the one who's pressing all the sound effects.
I knew it.
I'm sitting here playing the game. Kelly's sitting there doing sound effects. Kelly, if you want to play with sound effects, then you can take over the rest of the night. I'm going to bed.
She came and got you together, though, Kelly. She said, oh, you want to play?
I said, it could only be three people. I do it with my mama.
J-Rock, who is your mother?
I have three mothers.
London.
When London gets back, he's talking about he put me out the House of Bridge. He could never.
Oh.
Jason, you can't put nobody out the House of Bridge.
He said he made an executive decision.
You need to get Chris Little Tito on here
I asked him, was he a bridge, and she said no.
Well, Chris is overall mother oxygen type.
Somebody put me on mute.
Well, can somebody call London and get London on the phone then, Jeff? We have to put an end to this madness.
Oh, my God, now I need oxygen.
My mama don't have time for this. She may be the overall when she's not here. I am older than him, so therefore I am the firstborn. I have more authority than him. He's feeling himself tonight, so when he's not feeling himself tonight, he'll go back to being a bridge. But right now, he's an ignore.
Let me
Jason, honey, J-Rock was snapping at you. You can't kick him out the house because he read you.
He's just mad because I know who my father is, and he don't.
Bitch, your father was the milkman, the gas man, and the cable man. I know who my father is, thank you. White man.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's your father, J-Rock? I heard what he said. Who's your father, J-Rock?
Kelly Mizrahi.
Wait. Who did he say was his father?
I heard him the first time. Kelly, you sitting there playing sound effects. You ain't going to do nothing?
I just want to make sure I'm hearing the right thing.
Is he saying
his father was Kelly Mizrahi?
London is his mother, and Kelly is the father. Lord Jesus.
That's worse than Cartman's mother, bitch. I'm gonna let him get
that one. But when I come to Texas, you gonna come over here and you gonna take care of all the.
Yes, precious.
Miss Kelly, honey, they got all these little side jokes about you. What is up with you?
Baby, I'm over here, baby. I'm sitting here, baby. I got the mouse over here, honey. I'm sitting on the couch, honey. I just got the mouse over here, honey, in my lap, baby. You know, just hitting the sound effects button, honey. I'm trying to get my neck back together before next week. Okay? My neck's still fucked up.
Okay.
What the hell you was doing your neck messed up?
What'd you say?
The wrong way.
I fell asleep in the car on my way coming back from Connecticut, and my neck's been fucked up ever since. And I've been using Tiger Balm and Icy Hot and all of this shit, honey. And she ain't working, honey. So I guess maybe I need to go bob for some apples and, you know, and go up and down. Maybe it'll get together.
That'll loosen her right up.
Honey.
Sean, doesn't it give the neck a quite little...
yeah,
hi,
I
Sean,
must say it does.
Hey,
how
are you?
Hey, Jasmine, what's going on?
Baby,
you know,
I know. I don't mean to change the subject, honey. But did y'all people in the New York, New Jersey area see, honey? They had that rally yesterday, honey. And baby, 24 hours later, two more people got attacked here in New York.
Not even 24 hours. Right after the rally, somebody got attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just getting out of control.
Baby, they called me today and asked me when I go to the village, bitch. I go to the village, bitch. Please.
You know what? I
wear no makeup, bitch, okay? Bitch, they be don't
you
know me, bitch, and don't attack me in the village, bitch.
You know what, Jelly? They're going to mess with the wrong queen.
Yes, God, because let me tell you something. I walked right, pumped right through to go to my clubs through the village. Yes, God, let them go on and play.
Bitch, they're going to mess with the wrong queen.
And but that's
they
why they jump people. That's why they it'd be more than one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, baby, I done been jumped a whole lot of times.
Thank
no,
you.
Ma'am.
That's what I was about to say. They're going to mess
no,
with
ma'am.
People.
No, ma'am.
And
I mean, you know, I'm going to put it to you like this. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but I feel like this and I've always felt like this. If it's going to happen, I'd rather it happen with me going out with the dignity I came in with. I am not going to stand there and let nobody beat me. I'm sorry. If you're going to beat me, it's going to be because I didn't get a hit back and you just fucked me up. I've had those situations too, okay, keeping it real. But I'm not going down like that, no ma'am.
They're gonna mess with the wrong queen. They're gonna mess with that queen that then took up taekwondo, karate, jujitsu, and everything, and fucked them up. You know these queens' parents been putting them in karate and shit when it.
But what about what about a queen that's just packing? You know what I'm saying? That probably got a gun on them.
I'll come in those type of situations too.
Well, all I know is
I don't go everywhere like that, but some places you just are not sure. So you just, you know, prepare for the situation. You just don't never know. You know, it's either them or you at some time. I mean, it's just that
well,
simple.
I'm gonna tell you just
I come
like
from
this.
The street. I just
I'm
come from
just
the street.
Like
that's
this.
Just the way it is.
I've never been to the village, so I'm going to go visit the village.
Right. I mean, honestly, I don't think that nobody should be able to keep anybody in the world away from
mm-hmm.
anywhere except for an authority figure or some type of army barricade or the police department or something like that. I don't think people should people should scare people away from anything. If you want to be cautious and safe and not go there, that's fine. But people have to walk
I'm
through
gone.
That place to get to work, and people have to go through there for certain other reasons. They go through there to get to their place in the Bronx or Brooklyn to get the trains. I mean, people is not going to just avoid going out, you know, because we got to be in fear. We don't have to live in fear. I just don't live in fear. I'm sorry.
And,
it's just not worth it.
And it's so funny that they just target the village specifically. They don't, because there's a lot of queens that live in the hood. You know what I'm saying? So why not go there? You know, like, it's just crazy.
So what happened to those group of people that used to wear the arms and rays? I think what is the Guardian Angels? They used to walk the streets of New York at night and stuff. What happened to them? They don't do that anymore?
They still do it, but I don't know how often they send them out.
Are you talking about the Guardian Angels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they still around. I've seen, I would say in the last 8 years of me probably going out there once or twice, I've seen them before that time, in the 8 year before that time. So it's probably, 2013? 2005 and, you know, down, I've seen them out there, but after that, no.
Is that like a gay
They're like vigilantes. Aren't they like vigilantes or something?
They like that child. They just like them fake cops or whatever. You know the what do you call it? The auxiliary cops.
Let me tell y'all one motherfucking thing, bitch. I go to the village, bitch, and somebody motherfucking attacked me, baby. Okay, honey, I brought my stun gun back out of retirement, bitch. You gonna knock me, bitch? And I'll be on that floor getting knocked, bitch. But once I dig my hand in that bag, bitch, you're going to get all 10,000 of these motherfucking votes, bitch. And I don't give a fuck she ain't motherfucking legal in New York, bitch. I'm going to shock you, bitch, until you motherfucking start spitting up saliva out your mouth.
Okay. With that mark on your chest, bitch, gagging.
Bitch. And then they can take me to jail after that, bitch, because you ain't going to sit here and attack me and call me all types of fags and all types of shit, bitch. No.
Yeah, didn't we come past that? I'm not going backwards, bitch. I mean, I might not be the most, quote-unquote homosexual savvy person in the world, but, bitch, I didn't come to this lifestyle to be punked, bitch. I didn't get punked when I was straight, and I damn sure ain't going to get punked in this one, bitch, and not by nobody from the alternate lifestyle from before. Bitch, is you crazy?
They were gag, mistake. A group of queens just go through Brooklyn, mistake, and start attacking the motherfucking train, mistake.
It's a belly now. You know it's some queens out there that don't mind.
Bitch, they will gag, honey, and lose their mind, honey. Bitch, straight bashing, honey.
They used to have a group that did it in Baltimore. They used to call themselves the Pink Ladies.
Oh no. Oh.
The Pink Ladies.
We definitely have to be aware of our surroundings. Don't be so caught up in everything and the hype and stuff like that now that all of this is going on. So, we definitely have to be vigilant and,
And
it's crazy.
It's definitely choice to not be afraid to where you want to go. You should not be in fear of where you want to go. If you want to go somewhere to go a party, bitch, you go and party.
That's right.
Because it's the same difference as you going to a party and something happening and you walking out the door and something accidentally happening. So, I mean, you might as well just go.
All you need to do is, just like they told us in the Navy, when you go to certain countries, you go in a group. So when you go to the village, go with your girls or go with your friends.
Well, the money system used to be sufficient, but now the girls are so, I don't do her, I don't do them, I pretty much do it too sometimes. But, the girls give that a lot. So, I mean, a lot of people roll alone.
So I'm
really
wondering what is Gay Pride going to be like this year? Is it going to be?
Oh, I was thinking the same thing, Sean.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very festive. It's going to be crazy.
Well, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I haven't been to a New York City Gay Pride in probably about 12 years.
It ain't Gay Pride.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I came through the village Friday night to go where I was going. I was going to Club Secret, and I ended up seeing Bobby Mizrahi there and everything. And I was going to Club Secret when I got out of the train and I walked past that pizza parlor on that corner. The cops were shining their lights in the girls' faces right there on that wall, which is the legendary wall, and they were standing right there and they said, "Come up off this corner, get away from here, move, get out of here." And I was just like, I'm not going to get a drink out here. They are so disrespectful. And everybody was, like, hanging around the hangar at that time. I was like, this is it? Like, this is where, I walked up the street by the GNC and Dunkin' Donuts, and everybody was up there. I was like, bitch, I know this is not.
That's where everybody hangs up at, by the Charles 2 train now, bitch. The village is not the same how it used to be, bitch. And Gay Pride is not getting Gay Pride anymore. It's less Pride.
Kelly, I gagged. There was one something in the morning, like 1 o'clock, and all I saw was Caucasians walking past me.
I think it was like 2 years ago I went down there for Gay Pride. And, I don't usually leave out my house about 9, 10 o'clock to go down there. Because, it'd be festive, all the little naughty girls be gone by then, bitch. When I tell you, baby, I came down there, baby, the streets was clean, baby, and the girls was gone.
It
never used to be like that.
You know what it is? Since they changed the pier and they lit that pier up, honey, that's when it changed.
No,
I mean,
that's when them cops, let me tell you something. It changed when them cops started barricading us to the side of that motherfucking sidewalk. And I'll never forget the year that it happened when somebody came back and told me. It was like, we had to walk all the way up one street and come all the way. And I was like, bitches, you crazy? What the hell they do that for? Was it a fight or something out there? They was like, no, that's the new thing. I was like, and y'all going to keep going out there, bitch, and people be on the other side, and you got to wait a whole hour to get back to it. Bitches, y'all can have that.
Yeah, you can only walk down Christopher Street, and to get back up to the top of Christopher Street, you got to come
around.
Up 10th Street.
Mm-hmm. With the, you know what, honestly, you know, I listen to Naima and, you know, a lot of y'all talk about the conspiracy of the government, but the things that they're doing are so knick-knack. That whole Illuminati thing, I'm just not buying, no offense, but, you know, like, they do little knick-knack shit. They give us the gay marriage, but they snatch away some of our rights at the same time. It's like they give us a little and take away a lot, because I'm getting into it. It's just like... you can't go to the village and do nothing. You can't be on the pier past 1 o'clock. You can't go, you know, like, you just...
No, Mark. Past 8 o'clock now.
It's
past
8
o'clock.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The pier closes at 8 o'clock now, honey, okay? I was just down there on Friday night. Friday night was the first time I was in the village in, like, in over a year. I walked from BBQ's on 23rd Street down, and I was going to go sit down there with the kids and Kiki. They gave me a kind of, oh, the pier closes at 8 o'clock now. The bookstore is gone off the corner of Greenwich Street, bitch. It's now a motherfucking restaurant.
Yeah, because they cleaning everything up, child. It is what it is. Listen, what you going to do? So, soon you're going to need a pass to get on that pier. So...
Baby, pass my ass. Ain't nobody going to fuck back down there. Is they crazy? The girl's going to find another honeycomb hideout.
So is that bookstore down the street, they still open?
No, the bookstore's closed. The bookstore is now a restaurant.
Anything gay-related,
they shut down.
Oh, you talking about the one right on the 12th Avenue?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Oh no, they've been close that one. They closed that one.
What they're going to do is they're going to give it about another 2 years, and then they're going to buy out the hangar and take over that strip. And pretty soon there's going to be nothing gay. The Monster, Stonewall, everything up there. Stonewall, I don't even think it's gay anymore. The shit up there that they got, they're going to snatch everything back and just turn it right into a whole heterosexual setting all over again. I mean, that's just how it's going to be. Why?
Yeah, everything down there is going to change, and it's going to just be all about the straight people. The only thing that's going to be left down there that's going to be gay is going to be Stonewall.
Oh, yeah, because that's a historical landmark. I forgot about that. I forgot about Stonewall. Right, I forgot.
No.
But, bitch, that's just like the whole milk thing all over again. I mean, it's just like history repeating itself, bitch. This is crazy.
Maybe because of the way that how we conduct ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
They did that. It's a residential area. Yes, it is. Okay, but by them putting the restriction on the pier, baby, that's what fucked it up. Because the girls used to sit on the pier until 4 a.m. in the fucking morning. If the pier was to stay open and the girls was able to just be down there and chill and do what they want to do and everything, they wouldn't have to worry about the girls being up and down the streets. Because the only people that used to be up and down the streets back in the day was the girls that was the working girls.
Everybody else
was on the motherfucking pier blasting music and doing what they needed to do. And I think that's what they need to do, open the pier back up and just have cops or those park people down there monitoring the pier. And they wouldn't have that problem with the girls being all up and down the streets.
Oh, no, bitch. You know they was getting buck at the back of that pier, Miss Kelly. Bitch, they was munching bird and fucking ass and everything at the back of that pier by that bitch, please.
They was getting it in.
They ran major shows.
So did that change after 9/11?
It changed
before 9/11. They cleaned the whole area up. Like Jason, when I tell you, if you ever been to the pier, and that first part where the kids go and they sit at, that first part used to be abandoned and black, and it used to be boarded up. The girls would go back there, be having a trade, doing their drugs and everything. The pier used to be fun. I think the pier was better than it is now.
That was shit, bitch.
Girl, that pier was a mess, Miss Thing.
Oh, Sean, Prissy, come on. The pier
No, I'm saying, Wait. Let me just.
No, let me clear that up. The back of the pier was a mess, but
yes.
When it came to drugs, darling, oh my god.
Yeah, the back part of the pier was a mess. But all those center blocks they had with all the sand, where the girls would sit, and DJ Al would be pumping the beats, and
the girls would
jump in double dutch and everything, and just out kicking.
Not with the two double deck beatbox.
Yes, bitch. That's when you know the back part of the pier. The back part of the pier was nasty and it was a mess. But that front part where the girls would just chill and jump double dutch, Miss Thang, bitch, and vogue down to the motherfucking beats, Miss Thang.
And when I tell you wanted to see battles, the pier had the battles back in the day. Like the girls battled down at the pier.
They
would come to the ball. They would give some. But the girls who would come to the ball back then wasn't at the pier, because before I got to the ballroom, that's where I was going. But then I started to see the girls battle. But then I started going to balls and noticed I don't be seeing these kids on the pier.
You're absolutely right, Mark. That is true. That is true.
Yeah, because they didn't have money. They didn't have money to come to the balls, baby. So they came to the Village, bitch, and they showed their talent and got their life.
It was some girls back then who played in the pier. Like, it was just certain girls in certain houses that you didn't really see on the pier, like Mizrahi, LaBeija.
Oh, no.
Back then,
I wasn't even a leader in the House of Mizrahi. I was just a member. We was allowed to go to the pier, but we wasn't allowed to perform
on the pier. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But, it was just certain houses that just weren't allowed to perform or vogue on the pier. They would come to the pier, they would watch, they would key, they would join, or whatever, but they wouldn't vogue on the pier. It was just certain houses that couldn't do that. Now, when I got to LaBeija, we could not do that. We didn't even go there. But before that, bitch, that motherfucking pier was alive. And I mean some of the girls used to battle on that pier. You used to be gagging.
We have a caller, 803-727. 803-727.
Trey Farr's phone is not working tonight.
601-341.
601-341.
Just listening.
Trey Farr keep pressing 1, but his phone keeps messing up.
If he's calling from all them different numbers, that's that Wi-Fi shit he keeps trying to call from.
I remember when I first went down to the Village, I ran into Miss Alora and Mika, and this when they was butch queens up in drags, child. So that was a long time ago, honey.
When you was down there, 98?
Yeah, about that time. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing Mika before she got the surge, all of that, child.
Yes, Mika was out yesterday at the rally.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh, she was up in the place.
I'm telling you, this shit is getting crazy.
Yeah,
so I do agree, I don't know who it was called in yesterday, Kelly, but he's absolutely right. Was it Corey Allure or whatever, like... He called in and he was like, it's the way we treat each other sometimes. That is very true. That is very true.
Yeah.
Like, people see how we, exhibit our, attitudes towards each other, and they just kind of take it and they turn it to, like, when the cunts, like, sometimes they play around and do that. Sometimes you be looking at them like, what are you doing? But they see us doing it, be catty to each other, so that's what they do.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you know what? Just because I jump off the bridge don't mean that you got to do it, too. So, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, but see, it'd be better if you just walk along the lines of the bridge so they can follow you doing that instead of jumping off of it, because obviously that's not going to work.
Right.
Okay.
That is the truth, honey.
I don't know, honey. I don't know what we're going to do.
Give me up, girls.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Oh, I was like, where did Tiffany? Give me up.
Jasmine, you still on the line?
I'm here.
Oh. Well, I don't want to talk about it now because I know you want to talk about it tomorrow. Shoot.
No, but
All I got to say is I gagged at the end, honey, child, on Thursday.
So, we can talk about it now. Ain't nothing else to talk about. Y'all ain't got no call. But why did you gag, though? Because I mean, like, I knew he, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, okay? This is a whole nother Thursday coming up. If you ain't watched Scandal in a whole 6 days, something is wrong with you.
No, I can't. Y'all will not do this.
Bye, J-Rock.
Yes, I was gagging. Why? How's she getting
the
phone?
Why was y'all gagging? Hey, y'all didn't realize they never came face to face. I knew he was somebody. I'm not going to say I knew he was her father. That was the gag.
Yes, no.
But,
I didn't think he was her father either, and I thought he was trying to kill her. So, I mean,
oh, shit. J-Rock really hung up.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I would have too if I didn't watch it, but I watched it the other day. I DVR'd it, and I finally watched it.
I'm sorry, J-Rock, but, I mean, you know, this was a gag for everybody. You see everybody clinching right now, J-Rock? Come on.
No, but in a way, no, I'm sick of her shit, though, because it's like he's finally ready to leave his wife and be with her. She, I can't. I'm that gladiator. I
but
can't
he's the
leave.
The president of the United States, Tiff, you just can't.
Okay, and she,
like
she made the perfect plan, and Millie was gonna have to go along with it. The interracial thing, it was beautiful. Even Cyrus said it was beautiful. They could have fucking been together, but now she's talking about.
No, let me tell you something.
Team.
No, this country. Let me tell you something. Even as a real country. If Obama divorced Michelle and bought some whore into that, because to America, she's going to be a whore, and brought her into the White House, bitch, do you really think Obama, and before the second term, would have been able to do another?
It don't matter.
Service?
He
they
didn't even care. He just
want to
be with her. He still said he's going to. It is. That's not the point. She's not even saying I'm not going to be with you because I don't think it could work because she already made a plan. She's saying she can't be with him because she got to take care of her team and she took him too far and I'm their gladiator. I'm
bitch,
like,
look at Quinn, bitch. Quinn, did you see Quinn, bitch? Yes, she needs to get to them gladiators, bitch. Quinn done had a nervous breakdown. She done killed and liked it.
Yes.
That was crazy. Come
Y'all already know how I feel about Millie. So I'm just going to sit here and be quiet because every single person on this phone, every single person on this phone knows how I feel about Millie.
How you feel about Millie? You ain't never told me.
Girl.
Oh, well.
Girl, I guess the same way I feel about Hug Chow, whatever.
You love Millie, Jason?
Yes, honey, I am Millie, yes, bitch. I am Millie's number one fan, bitch, and whoever don't like it, oh, well, Chanel, I live for me. I live for Millie, honey.
I know one thing, Quinn better keep her tired ass away from my man for him to come in.
You know what? I think next season, what it's going to be, I think when it comes on next season, honey, she's going to have to get Quinn together. Quinn going to be trying to kill the one, I forgot his name, that had her boyfriend killed. What's his name?
Hollis.
Quinn's going to try to go after Hollis next season. I guarantee
you. No, they
that.
Didn't already, for, she didn't already forgave him for the simple fact what his sister, from what his daughter did. So she's already past that because Huck got her past that. So she's past that.
She's going to be doing more. Yeah, she's going to be doing a whole lot of killing, honey, more than Huck is. So he's that's her. She's his right hand man.
I was so happy when David didn't turn her, like, but I kind of figured he wasn't because in the title of the scandal it said something like the white hat always wins or the white hat good guy. And you remember, like, that was David and, you know what I'm saying, and Olivia's thing about the white hat being a good guy.
He could have been turned to her, though. You got to get into he could have been turned to her. Do you know how much incriminating stuff David knew about and then just refused to listen to or knew about in the beginning, certain things that were going, she had to report to him because he was the whatever he was at the time. Like, David knew what she was doing, so it wasn't like he wanted to turn her. He could have been turned to her.
Wasn't he the prosecutor or something like that at the time? So.
That's what he was. He was the prosecutor.
So
he could have been turned to Olivia. He never really wanted to turn her. I don't know about that chip, but I know that he could have been turned to her. I thought he was going to gag her, though. I did.
I thought he was, too, honestly.
But, I thought he was going to gag her.
That's okay. I'm glad he didn't turn her.
This is going to be very interesting because, you know, now they're going to have to go back into Olivia's past life now that the father's
yes.
in the picture. This is going to be interesting.
With Cyrus and how she met
yes.
Cyrus, how, and all of that. So it's
I
gonna
think
be...
I think Cyrus was hired. I think not hired. I think Cyrus was one of the father's workers. And Cyrus was assigned to Olivia to protect her. I think that's what the tea is.
Oh, okay.
That's my personal opinion. I could be wrong because, I mean, this is Scandal.
No, you know. Cyrus is scared because Cyrus is scared of her father. That's what they answer.
Yes. Yes,
he
is. He
works at him because he's the one that runs that operation. I think he's the one that runs the whole assassin thing.
Beast
I think he's that white man that hired Huck. I think he worked. Him and Cyrus was partners at the time, like Huck and that guy. I think the white guy that bought Huck in was partners with Cyrus at the time, and they all worked for the father. And then the father, eventually, you're gonna see the father is a mole for somebody else. It's gonna be a big turn of events. You're gonna gag. I think we're gonna gag next season.
Mm. Wow, Jasmine, what do you think about it? What's your opinion?
No, next season Olivia Pope gonna pop up pregnant because they ain't using no condoms, and she ain't gonna know who the baby father is. It's either gonna be the president or it's gonna be Jake.
Oh shit!
I feel so bad.
Jake's
in the hole.
No, bitch, leave him there. He was in the way.
No. He love Olivia though.
Chill, boo. How you gonna root for her? And how you gonna get mad with her because she ain't with Fitz and then gonna turn around and then be sentimental about this? Go lay down.
Because Jake was giving her the business. Like he was like he was slanging that. He put her on that damn counter. The president ain't never fucked Olivia like this.
Yes, he got her together in that closet.
He always eating her box. That means he ain't got no good meat. He always going down on her. So
I'm just thinking that the president ain't
slinging it for Olivia right. Now, Jake, he fucked her from room to room, honey. He was giving her the business, honey.
Yes,
the business, honey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ask Kelly what she feel.
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
Baby, I just wanted to come back on. I ain't got no feelings, honey, okay? Bitch, I hate when a motherfucker, I hate when they got a motherfucking break in May, honey, and wait until September for shit to come the fuck back on, honey, okay? Bitch,
ooh, yes.
Especially
yeah.
with something
so
with
over it because it go by so fast.
Yes, with,
so
like you know, like Scandal and 24. When shit grab my attention, bitch, I be mad, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. This Thursday is bringing me very drowsy tea. Like I'm getting very. What am I gonna do now?
Right.
No, because I'm ready for Truth.
Well, I suggest
like,
everybody
I
get ready for Big Brother.
Oh,
Big
shit.
Brother.
Oh, I've got up tomorrow. I'm going to buy it on iTunes. I'm off, and I'm off Thursday. Thank you, Jasmine, because I totally, totally forgot. And I think y'all
that?
Think that new show going to be cute with Alyssa Milano. What is it, Mistresses?
Oh,
I
child,
think
I'm take...
Mistresses. It reminds me a little bit of Sex in the City a little bit.
Right.
So I'm.
It's not going to be on for long. They're going to cancel that show, honey.
You Sean, get out of my head, Sean, man.
She brings it through, though. No
yeah.
shade. Mother from
Wait, if it's on NBC, it's going to get canceled after the second
oh,
episode.
Oh, no, it's on ABC. Boo.
It's on ABC.
It's a summer
no.
show. I think it's going to be cute.
I think it'll be cute for the summer. I think it'll
yeah,
definitely be
Yeah, it's a summer
cute.
Show. It's not something that you really want to watch all year.
Oh no! Oh no! Mm-mm.
And
now
they
I
got
like
that Taya girl in there, so I don't, you know, it's like Elise Neal, that chick from the Hughleys. Oh my gosh, she does me every time I see her. I just turn the channel. I don't care what she playing. If it's Academy Award winning, I hate her. I just hate to watch her.
Oh
She's
no!
Horrible. She's absolutely. It's like David Alan Grier from A Living Color. Anything he plays in, I'm not watching it. I've never seen Boomerang.
This summer, I'm looking forward to These Are My Shows. So anybody that's following me and the shows that I watch, I'm looking forward to True Blood.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
That's my main one.
I'm looking forward to the season ending of Dexter. This is the last season of Dexter.
Oh.
That'll be coming on. I'm looking forward to season 3 of The Killing, which is a very, very good show. The first two were really good. Of course, Big Brother, which will come on 3 times a week. That is one of my favorite reality shows, me and Kelly's. And Jason said he's going to get into it, and Marcus. What else this summer, Jason? What else did I say?
That was it right now that we talked. The rest of Park Avenue 666, I guess that's the name of it. Dark Skies is about to come back on.
Dark Skies on TNT, that's pretty good. It's all right. It's something to watch in the summertime, child.
Well, I'm looking forward. I can't wait for True Blood, Boardwalk Empire. And
I never got into Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yes. It's good. My mom had put me onto it, and I had to go back because I caught a second season. I had to go back and watch the whole first season. Like, it was really good. So I'm so ready for Boardwalk Empire, and I'm ready for True Blood, and I'm definitely, I cannot wait till American Horror Story comes back on.
Oh, my God, yes. Of course, American Horror Story. I think that'll be sometime. I don't know exactly. It's probably going to be sometime in August or October, though. I don't remember.
Well, do y'all have Netflix? All y'all have
Netflix
on here?
You know what I'm watching on Netflix that I got
Hemlock
into the
Grove?
Other day? Huh?
Is it called Hemlock Grove?
Yes.
I've been hearing about that. Is that a series or is that a movie?
Yes, it's a
series.
It's
a series that's made only on Netflix. I think it's like, I want to say 13 episodes, and I'm on number 3 or number 4. That shit is actually good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to watch that then.
Well, what is it about?
Yeah, it's actually really fucking good. It's like an hour each episode, probably like 50 minutes or whatever. And it's fucking scandalous. It reminds me, you know what it reminds me a little bit of? Oh, my God, what is that show that used to come on ABC? Damn, it's an old show. I think it's from the 80s or 90s about that weird town. And there was a kid, and everybody was trying to solve the murder of who killed that girl. Somebody help me out with that shit.
Oh, that sounds like that show I was telling you about.
It reminds me of Twin Peaks that used to come on years ago. A scandalous
Twin
show.
Peaks, that used to come on with, like, Moonlighting.
Yeah, very old, scandalous show. I think it was on ABC, and it was like, everybody in the town was fucking guilty. You had no idea who the fucking murderer was. But this is, you know, this has mythology creatures and stuff in it. So it's actually good. It's really, really good. And I'm actually getting into it.
I'm trying to get into it. I've seen the first episode, the second episode. I want to know what that mother is. I want to know what the son is. It's just like, because at first I thought that it was incest going on in the family when the girl popped
up pregnant.
Yeah,
the mother's a scandal. Yeah, the mother's a scandal.
Yes, she is. She's something else.
What's the name of it? Hemlock
Grove.
Hemlock Grove.
Okay. Because somebody just posted that they was a hemlock, so that show must be good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that'll be
good. Yeah, Hemlock Grove is only on Netflix. Yep.
Yeah, because I was just watching it this past Sunday with my cousin, so she got me into it.
A lot of eye candy on there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you guys should check out L.A. Hair. She'll be on. Kelly, when she come on
again? I live for that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
L.A. Hair?
Yeah, it's called L.A. Hair.
Who's watching Love and Hip Hop?
I am.
Jocelyn's
what
do
you
so
think
fake.
About
how
it?
I mean, oh, my God. It's so scripted seeming to me from the way they shoot it now to how they show the scenes. I mean, but you know what I always do? When Love and Hip Hop or, like, any show I watch, like Married to Medicine, I always get on it with Twitter because, you know, they be going off while the show be on or they be making their Twitter comments and stuff. So, like, I seen Erica said that her and Scrappy really are broke up for good, and he added it, she don't want him no more. She was saying all that on Twitter, right, yesterday. But my thing about Love & Hip Hop is it's so scripted to me. Jocelyn is just too above herself for me right now. I can barely understand her English. I mean, she want to fight Carly Red. One minute you was friends with her, now you want to act like you mad at her because she told you what he said. Benzino don't have no neck. He irritate me. I mean, he look like he just head and shoulders. He just turn and turn. All I see is shoulders moving. And, I mean, K. Michelle, she all over the place, but I like K. Michelle. She crazy, but I like her.
I'm not liking K. Michelle's gay bash in every 5 minutes.
But no,
where
it's not
was
that
she gay bashing?
It's not that she's gay bashing. It's just that K. Michelle's the type of girl where she speaks her mind, and if she sees something out of order, she's going to call it out. And that's why a lot of people don't see her like that. So,
she's just saying why she's husband is gay, but she's not saying, like, I don't think she has a problem with gay people. I mean, she says she loves gay people. My thing with that, though, is this is where I get offended. Like, I don't like when the cunts and all of them be talking about they like the gay people, like, you know, oh, they do my hair or they do my makeup, and I don't like that kind of shit. Like, that's the shit that pisses me off because, like, didn't you just say you only have gay friends or whatever? You only like gays because you think that they only good for putting your outfit together or styling your hair or doing... I mean, granted,
it's
they
just,
all... Very,
I feel the same way about that, too, but it's just some of the words that she uses and some of her comments towards gays is like, you know, like, come on, girl, you can't get in a little carried away. The way she's, especially when it's a straight woman acting that way, it just goes back to what you guys were saying earlier. They feel that, oh, they see us do it, so now they can do it in their own little way. No, that's like, you know, a white person calling somebody a bitch compared to a black person calling somebody a bitch. I mean, using the word nigger. But the problem with K. Michelle also is even her comments, like you, Tiffany, I follow them on Twitter as well. And some of her comments on Twitter, like, you know, I don't believe that gays are born that way and little things like that. Like, stop trying to separate the word, like using the word gay like it's, you know, an alien technology or
but
something
she came,
like that.
You not talking about on Twitter. You talk about it on Facebook, Jasmine. But she came and said that was that's a page that somebody made. That's not her page.
Oh, okay.
She made a statement. She went on Twitter and she screenshot her real page and said her page says the official K. Michelle fan page. That other page is not her page.
But Tiffany, did you catch the preview on the next episode? That's going to be a mess, honey, because she trying to say that Mimi's new boyfriend, honey, he's
no,
good.
Not Mimi's new
him.
Boyfriend.
It's
not the
him.
New
it's
boyfriend.
Not him. It's the rapper.
His friend is gay, and he's sitting in the video talking about fucking girls and all this shit, and he like boys.
That's what I want to get into, because who is the nigga, though? Who is the rapper?
But no one. But you, but no, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Sean. Go ahead, because I got something to say about that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no. It's just that, no, but what she's saying, well, how come he's in the video? But then she's like, you know, like, he's gay. Why is he in this video? So you're dealing with him? You know, K. Michelle, she's kind of fierce. You know,
she's really, I like her.
Yeah, she really
I
is cuckoo.
Like her, but she's a little cuckoo, honey.
Yeah, she is really crazy.
That bitch came in my house and threw candle wax all over my house. I would have beat that bitch ass. I don't care who she was arguing with.
Well,
only thing I don't mind is because Rashida did run up on her. Like, bitch, a bitch run up on me, I'ma goddamn pick up whatever to beat this bitch with. Like, for real. Rashida was all in that woman's face running up on her.
Is basketball wife Miami?
Another scandal I heard is that Rashida is pregnant by Scrappy.
I don't believe it, though. Because if that is true, that's so fake. Because look how she all in Erica's face talking to her. And, girl, I'm so stressed. I think I'm pregnant. Yeah, I'm pregnant by your man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would
I don't
be,
believe
but
that.
But how many girls, but you know, Tiffany, how many girls do you know that have done it, that have smiled in your face, that smiled in other girls' face, and you knew both of them, they were smiling in each other's face, and you knew that they was both fucking each other, man. So girls do that. But that Mimi new boyfriend, when I saw him walking to that restaurant, I was like, something off with him.
So
I'm
the queen,
honey.
Stevie J say he played a banjo.
he looked like a cuter version of Stevie J.
Yeah,
Yes, right. He does.
I'm digging his little swag, but Mimi, I'm tired of her. Mimi all over the damn place. She an idiot. I can't think her slow spit ass. She's
well,
a dummy.
That's why they said in the club, child, you know, you definitely have a type, Mimi. Child, because he
and
reminds you of
Stevie. New girl, and then there's Jocelyn, that Jocelyn wannabe with all them tattoos and the braces on her mouth. Oh, my God, I do not like her.
Oh, my God, she's no. Going to be crazy. She was doing too much. I think she was drunk. But she was like, is this a Puerto Rican princess? I'm trying to meet you. Jocelyn is too much. Like, I think Jocelyn. That's why Stevie liked Jocelyn, because she'd be handling his ass. She slapped him. She said, don't be coming up in here asking me about no money. Bring me my motherfucking contract. Get your money made to find my contract. And she slapped the shit out of Stevie J ass. I say, word, Jocelyn. She went from porn to goddamn being a Puerto Rican princess.
But what about that other chick, child? I can't take her. She's too controlling. Because how you come up in your man's house, the Chris Brown DJ, and talking about, oh, where's the random at? Where's the random at? She is
no,
all
that's
that.
I respect her for that. You know why? Because
no, I
don't know how that woman is. He done had women around her son. Like she said, she got, you know, her son calling her other women names. She wasn't going there to try to mess, see what he had going on. He asked her about the check. He said he needed it ASAP. She tried to bring this man the money, and he don't want to answer the door because he got to jump off in there. But like you said, y'all ain't together, so you should have just opened the door and be like, oh, okay, what's up? You know, yeah, you could have called first or whatever, which she could have called first.
Yes, she
could
have.
But it's just like, but how she carried made it more than what it was. And then the girl, like,
and then you got that bitch,
you
and then you got that bitch talking. I could see if that was just one of his ex girlfriends that he was dealing with, and she came over.
Or
you
even
know, he
his
asked,
main woman. What about
and
even
he asked for money and stuff? But bitch, that's your baby mama. Those motherfucking ratchet hoes. You put them in line, bitch, when they talk about you. Come at your baby mamas.
No.
And she bringing you a $25,000 check.
When they was outside. When they was outside the building talking in front of her his apartment, this bitch standing right there with her arms folded and shit.
Jasmine, she wanted her camera time. She was trying to get Jasmine, she was trying to get her camera time. She trying to be
okay.
I don't believe y'all on this lady's side, child. That's his apartment. He can do whatever he wanna do. And he
not
can bring
if I'm
whatever
bringing
kid.
A motherfucking $25,000 check.
No,
that
still has nothing to do with it. That still has nothing to do with it. I'm sorry. I disagree.
No, because it's all about business right now. That's the difference. Don't be sitting there thinking that I'm bringing you a $25,000 check. You sitting here with some random fucking hoes, and you ain't conducting fucking business.
And I could see
it. Shit.
I could see if it, I could see if I was just his girlfriend, and then, you know, I would think that I would be out of line, bitch, okay? But that's his motherfucking baby mother.
And Kelly, what that
and
got to do with it?
Because you got this bitch. You got this bitch. First of all, if I'm your baby mama and you got another bitch, okay, you got another bitch. But when I come over and we handling business, because we gotta be in each other's life for the next 18 to 21 years, okay? Those bitches need to know their position, okay? You don't talk to my baby mama like that. You don't say nothing to her.
But she didn't even say nothing to her. She the one that came in the house beefing, talking about where the random at.
Because she knew he had a random in there. That's her priority to beef, because he had a random in there. See, if I'm bringing you this money that you asked for and you said you needed it ASAP and I'm bringing it to you and I'm knocking on your door and you're not answering the door, because he already looked through the peephole and seen that she was standing out there. And that's why he went back and tried to hide the random, so she already knew, because you could tell when somebody come and look through the peephole, because you can see the eyeball, because I look at the peephole, oh, you at the door. So she already knew he had somebody in there, so that's why she went in there like that. And you got her standing here with this money that you asked for?
She was supposed to drop the check. She should have called first, or she should have texted when she didn't get no answer. She should have tried, you know, hitting him up later. That was her fault. She
was the one
that.
Begging for the money, talking about he needed ASAP, so she like, shit, I'm bringing it here. I mean, it could have been a lot of difference, but I don't think the bitch should have said nothing, because that ain't her place. He just got you from the club the night before, bitch. You know what I'm saying, girl? You shouldn't have been saying nothing. That's his baby
mother.
Tiffany,
she had every right, because she talking about random this, that, and I'll punch you in your face. She had a right to defend herself.
She didn't say
don't come at me like that.
After the girl start getting, you know what I'm saying something like, first of all, why are you saying anything? Like, that don't have nothing to do with you. Like, that's that man and his baby mother. Like, you don't have no input on that, period. What the fuck are you speaking for? What are you speaking for?
And you know what? She was just supposed to drop off the check. Drop off the check and go about your business. You ain't got to come in the house and see who in the house.
Of course,
that's not your
concern.
She's
still hurt. Like we've seen on this episode, I mean, he cheated on her while she was pregnant. Okay, you know, she thought they was going to get married. So, of course, she has not been with nobody. Yeah, she probably still do love him. Yeah, she is probably still hurt.
Is.
But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I mean, I can only speak from experience. No mother usually that has a child with a man wants to be just no fucking baby mother. You understand what I'm saying? When you have a child with somebody, you are thinking y'all are going to be together. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just be no baby mama. That's why I'm not going to tell no lie. Y'all know I talk a lot of shit, but y'all, everybody that know me know I'm a fucking softie. When that lady was in that van and she was crying and was like, "You, I don't want to be a baby mother. You chose this for me. And how you choose your life don't even fuck." I start crying. Like, I felt that girl pain. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
if he didn't give her the equivalent that he was going to marry her or whatever, she would have had her bullshit. You seen that from the tape.
Child. I mean, it is. And he looks very suspect to me. So
I was just about to say that. He looked gay to me. Too. I was like, same damn thing.
All the men on that show look gay to me, even Scrappy.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know,
how do y'all feel, okay, because me personally, how do y'all feel about Mama D? Do y'all think that she needs to be put in her place?
Yes. Can I just comment on that? Okay, yes, she needs to be put in her place. Put it in her place, but Erica was wrong. She was totally out of line. I was on your side, Erica, how she disrespect you, call you all kinds of bees, but she was just out of line. Out of line. So.
You know what it was? Erica was waiting for that. You feel me? Like, it was built up and built up, but I think Erica took it too far. Like, he told her, "Ma, don't call my old lady no bitch." He checked it. But it's just like, she went up like, soon as she, "You'll pop off, but you won't." I'm like, "Oh, bitch, you don't talk to that man mama like that." Like, at the end of, like, that's why I found him, like, but you know what, like, Mama D, she do be getting beside herself. I do feel her on that. Like, at the end of the day, that's a grown man. You got to let that man make his own decisions and be who we want to be. But I got two sons, too. I know that I probably would be just like Mama D, like, "Oh, no, you're not going to be with that bitch." You know, like, I don't know. It's so hard. It's just so hard.
But
I
have
a
baby. That's his mother, honey. That's his mother, baby. And at the end of the day, baby, Mama knows best, honey, okay?
Right.
Baby, yeah. Let me tell y'all something, baby. Back in the days, I only went against my grandmother one time, baby. My grandmother raised me. If I brought somebody over to my grandmother and we sat there for a couple hours and she cooked and did everything for us and we chilled it with her, when we would leave out the door, they would walk to the elevator, go first, and she'll call me back and I'll come back and she'd be like, "I got a bad feeling about that one. That'll be the last time they see me." Bitch, I always went with my grandma. When she said she had a bad feeling, baby, I went with her. I already disobeyed her one time, honey, and she was right. I should have listened to her, honey, okay?
But see, you know what? When it comes to Mama D, it's not what you do, it's how you do it, you know? And she's very disrespectful in everything that she does, and that's why Erica she has an issue with her. Now, if she came to Erica and said, you know, exactly how she feel, then maybe it'll be different, you know what I'm saying? But it's just so messy. And then she bringing that Shay around and all that. Girl, she is, oof.
I think the only reason she likes Shay is because she can control Shay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ciao. Mm-hmm.
And what about Carly Red, old ass, honey? Carly Red,
she needs to go sit there. I wanted Jocelyn to punch her in the mouth.
She just
Why
needs
she
to sit down.
Different this season than she did last season?
How so?
Like, she don't look the same. Like she done had some work done or something.
She trying to rejuvenate that old ass, honey. You know she in her 40s. She took that damn check and went and got some rejuvenation, honey.
She should get her bottom teeth done if she did something, honey. No shade, girl.
I want her to go away, and I want Vin Diesel. What's his name, Vin Diesel? I want his old Joe Jackson looking ass to go away.
Benzino.
Yeah, he's too much.
Yes.
But he was giving me.
All that
but wait a minute,
did y'all
see when him and what's his name was playing basketball? He was giving me homo tees, talking about, yeah, if you want to get away, you can always come over to my spot. And I was like, bitch, he trying to rape you.
Yeah, why he always want people to wait a minute though. Now, oh my God, it's a good thing you said that, Jason. That made me think something now. Because you know Stevie J and Jocelyn used to always be over his spot too, right? Now you know when Jocelyn got mad on Twitter, she said Stevie J was gay, he bisexual, he feed her coke. What kind of nigga really wanna be with you when he tried to do is put her on the cocaine? All that shit she was saying on Twitter. She was saying how he gay. Now that shit might be
Because they both freaks, they probably be getting it in, you know, having their little parties and stuff like that. Child, they look like it, like they do stuff like that. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Child, he have a dude over there for him. She got a girl over there for her. Child, it can be many things in that household, honey. So,
you
never
know. You know who I seen pictures? Now, I'm not going by what the girls told me. I actually seen it, and it broke my heart to know who was so bisexual. Like, it just really broke my heart to know he was bisexual like that. Like, that just did something to me. Like,
could
I don't
want to
tell Jasmine because she might just blow a gasket over there, honey.
Who?
What, girl?
Christopher. Ain't his name Christopher Columbus?
What?
The one from Scandal, the black boy. What's his name? His name Columbus.
Oh, the one who y'all say get high and all that stuff?
Columbus,
yes.
Short is his name.
Columbus. I knew it was Columbus something. Oh, yeah.
What about him?
He gets down, honey. He likes, yeah. He calls
the boy. Blow a gasket? Why would I blow a gasket?
Because you like him, Jasmine.
I don't like that child.
I thought you were going to say you liked him.
Are you talking about the black guy from Scandal?
Yes.
I don't see that child.
I thought that was you who said you liked. Who was it that said they liked him like that?
Oh, was it
not
Kelly?
Me, not me. You know who I like, so it wasn't
I like the president.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I like
Howard. Was it by Ema? I don't know who was. I thought it was somebody one night that said it was, they were so in love with him. They couldn't believe it.
Speaking of Naima, where is that lady, honey?
What's up with you and Naima, Sean?
Huh? Say that again.
Naima got something going.
We ain't got nothing going. You know, let me just tell the truth, okay? I think she just can't take it, you know, when I voice my opinion and she feels that I'm coming against her, honey. And she's probably listening right now. So she got, what, at least 20 minutes to call in if she wants to, you know, have something to say or whatever the case
I love
is.
Y'all get a kick out of that.
Can Sean be a guest co-host? Like, I love Sean. He's do appearances.
That's why I like Sean on Wednesdays.
Oh, God.
Child. Naima,
Sean,
you need to come on.
In New York.
I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gonna go to you going to the awards ball?
When is it?
I don't know. I just know I'm going.
Speaking of that, what do y'all think? Do y'all think that the kids are ready for
June sometime now?
On time ball, given very daytime, 11 o'clock in the morning. What do y'all think about that?
Oh, that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, that's what it's given.
Won't be the first time.
Right,
I know
it won't
be the first time, but I mean,
nobody,
so
they're going to be able to keep all their money. Nobody's
like, so many people walk through
walk
the door when
nothing.
The ball starts at 11, at 2, you know, like, do you really think, you know, because I think it's like 11 to like 8 o'clock or something like that is what I thought I saw on like a little promo flyer or something. And I'm wondering, you know, with the kids coming quote unquote fashionably late, do you think that it's going to be like a rush tea because the girls are going to come late? Because, I mean, we all know it's Gay Pride weekend. The girls are going to party. So
actually,
either
I'm
A, they're going to come
one
out to the ball, or B, they're just never, you know, going to go to sleep.
I think because there hasn't been nothing going on in a long time that they'll do it because
okay.
they're itching to get it out their damn system.
Yeah, I mean,
I actually wish they had more daytime balls. Like, I think that's a good concept. I mean, on one hand, you know, maybe they'll be late, nobody will walk, they get to keep their money. But on the other hand, I think it's better to have balls, like, in the daytime. Because you go at night, I mean, most of the time when I go to balls at night, it'd be so draining and hard on me, on my body the next day. For the simple fact, you know, the balls won't start at 12 or 1 or 2. It don't start at 3 or 4. I mean, I got to goddamn do at least a $60 from 8 ball and worth of drugs to stay up during the whole ball. Then I'm up geeked up all morning long. Then I'm trying to lay down and go to sleep. I can't sleep. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday from a Saturday ball. It just be too much. I don't go to bed to 5. I got to sleep to 12 o'clock on Monday. It just be too much.
But it has been a long time since they had a ball, like, in the daytime, right? Like, about, what, 5 years now, probably? Or has it been that long? I think the last one was when Allure was a Givenchy. So that was a long time ago.
At the Legends Bowl? Was it the Legends Bowl in the daytime?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it 2005?
Well, what about that other ball, too, that they had? Was that considered really a ball when all the celebrities was there? That was in the daytime, too, wasn't it? In New York?
Oh, you talking about with
Fergie
and them?
Oh, that was in the daytime. That wasn't even in New York. That was in Hoboken, I believe, at the W.
Oh, so I knew it was on the States. I mean, I thought it was New York, though. That was a daytime, though, right?
I mean, like I said, it's not to be you know, it's not unheard of. It's not like it's been done. Bowls used to get thrown, you know, 6, 7 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, from what I'm understanding, I've never been. But Atlanta starts their bowls around that time, 5 or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, I know it can be done. I'm just saying, I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, that's like, you know, dead smack when a girl is basically getting in her sleep from the club from the night before, being so stoned and everything, you know, very 10,
but the
11.
Thing about it, if it's on a Saturday, most people won't go out that Friday night. You understand what I'm saying? If they're going to have an early ball that Saturday, and then both, if it ends early, then most girls are partying that Saturday and that Sunday.
Weekend. That was the only reason I asked the question, because it's Gay Pride weekend as well.
And you're saying it starts from 11 to 8? I think that's extreme. That's too much, honey.
I mean, this is
well, 11 to 8, and it's not going to start at 2. You heard what that girl said on that show, the Wiley show.
The ball actually is from 9 to 9.
Oh, 9 to 9. Oh, okay.
That's early.
9 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
That's what time people got to be to work on a
weekday. I knew it started early, but, I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, do you think the girls, because, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, the ball can't be done, but this is Gay Pride weekend. This is, like, Saturday right before Sunday's Gay Pride. Do you really think the girls are going to come from out of town and not shebang bang on the floor, bitch, the night before?
Yeah, you know why? You know why, Mark? Because most of the girls is coming. Well, majority of the girls is coming to town, and they go into, Alegria after the ball is over. So a lot of girls are not going to really get fucked up like that on Friday, because Saturday night at 3 o'clock in the morning, bitch, Alegria starts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was about to say it started at 11.
Saturday,
3
o'clock or Sunday morning?
It's like Sunday morning, Sunday morning, all day Sunday morning. All day Sunday morning into Sunday night at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know 9 o'clock in the morning, I definitely won't be at no ball, because I'll still be over Kelly House waiting on my breakfast to be cooked, honey. I won't be trying to think about no ball at 9 in the morning, honey. I'll be waiting on my grits and my washed grits.
I'm being there by yourself, because Kelly going to be right at that ball.
No, bitch, I'm not going to be at no ball at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Didn't I just say she's gonna be washing me grits?
Bitch, I'll probably just be getting up out of my bed, getting myself together. I'm gonna get to the ball probably around like 12, 1 o'clock.
That's when everybody else gonna get there too.
Okay, and that's more.
That's still enough
time to have a ball.
You know, if it's gonna be, you know, cause that's what I'm saying. 9 to 9, girls will, you know, walk in there at 6:30, paying it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. They're not
going to
get
your
call.
They come at 6:30. They be paying it. I be gagging at them.
Yeah, they just come in, honey. Child, that's that. Pay it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because
at 11, the ball will start at 11.
The awards,
okay, well, I'll be there at 10:30. I mean, I'm going when the shit starts. I want to get, you know, I want to be in the building because that shit gets packed no matter where you have it at. But just the New York Awards, but it's going to be packed.
Are you going at 10:30 in the morning?
Bitch, I'm getting there whatever time the door's open. I'm one of them people that be at the ball for everybody. I know people be looking at me like, this bitch ain't had nothing else better to do. I sure didn't, bitch. This is why it's at 11 o'clock, bitch. It's now 12 o'clock. I'm in the building. I don't know what you doing and what ain't happened, but I'm standing right here. Because, I mean, like I said, I mean, I just go for the whole fun of it all. But, I mean, it's kind of late when they got to rush through the categories. And you can't blame nobody but the girls. You can't blame the promoter. You can't. They the ones who walk through there with the furs and the glasses on with the head turned to the side.
If any like, bitch walking in there with a motherfucking fur on this thing, bitch.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. Because I pissed Sheba away 2 months ago, bitch, and it was still cold.
Well, if you get there early, Ma, make sure your sister get a seat. You know, I can't stand on my heels too long, honey. Okay.
Oh, baby, Tiffany, that's why you get you a Tiffany. That's why you get you a long motherfucking dress, girl, bitch. Okay, and you pop around, mistake, girl. Honey, for as long as you can pop around in your dress, mistake, and then you pay a mistake, and you throw on a pair of motherfucking socks, mistake, and your dress come all the way down to the floor.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus.
Oh, bitch, you think I walk a bitch? Please. When I tell you, baby, let me tell you something. They gag, bitch, when I walk a category, bitch, and I be scrapped up, bitch, and I was big when I was bigger, and I be scrapped up in all those girdles and shit and getting that motherfucking dress and those shoes and shit, bitch. A bitch ain't never got a motherfucking picture of me. Jack used to read all the time. Like, I never even got a picture of you. Bitch, you already know, bitch, I'm coming up out of this motherfucking shit, bitch.
I'm weighing my options. I got a couple pieces I'm wearing for the thing. I'm bringing out the exquisite, honey. So I don't know.
All of y'all show up looking like a disco ball.
Oh, shut the hell up, honey. But Jason is debuting his new house there, so I'm so excited about that.
Jason, you coming to New York?
My new house. What new house?
You say he's bringing back the Baltimore Laws, so he will
Don't do that. I bring back the house of Baba Aggie before I pull back that house.
Oh.
Bitch, did she say the Baltimore? Bitch, she just gave one version, bitch. Not this the house, bitch. The Baltimore.
Girl, you will not. You will not have them people storming me. You will not do that.
He told me he gonna be the overall for the Baltimore. He's getting on the Baltimore Lions and all of that. I said, work, bitch, and you getting out there.
Girl, you know that man don't like you. I'm glad
you and Enrique made up and y'all gonna work together.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes, Kelly.
Oh my God.
Jasmine, can we get the wop 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 wop?
Kelly on the foot.
You know that man don't like you. So
I'm not on the flip floor no more. I'm laying in my bed now.
Don't have that man press one. He don't like
you. I ain't even said that man's name. I don't give a fuck who you like, honey. People in hell would like some ice water, but that don't got shit to do with me either. But what I'm trying to say is this. I never said nothing about that man. You told me that you was going to be on the Baltimore Lions.
Do not attach my name to that house. Don't ever. That house is closed. That man came on this radio show and said he don't understand that is his house. He said nobody lived up to his potential. So that house is closed.
Oh, child.
I missed that episode. But you told me that you was bringing it back.
No, I didn't. I couldn't have possibly told you something because I couldn't have possibly told you anything of that sort.
I'm not bringing it back, bitch.
Yes, he said he's gonna make it the Allure pants. I guess from Bree, pull up your pants.
They got a chance.
What's the chance?
You just said they had a chance. I'm like, they got a chance.
No, never mind. Just forget it.
Exactly.
Now he wants to renege. I guess they didn't get an overall
follower. I can't renege on something I never wanted or saw. I'm with the overall father on that. That I'm sorry.
Jason, let me ask you something, girl. And I was just thinking about this. I don't know why it came across my mind, but you know, is Naima's feet really big like that? Like I say it in.
Why you ask Jason, man?
Let me tell you something. My motherfucking neck wasn't hurting, bitch. I'd have jumped about this bed and ran to that fucking computer just to play a sound effect.
Sean, I'm going to have to say this. You're going to have to ask somebody that's in New York, like Kelly or Mark or Alexis.
I
or
got
Rodney,
I never see
her
feet.
Because I've never hung out with Naima, so I don't know.
Now I've seen the top of her. You know, I've seen her in person, but I never looked down at her feet, honey. But you know, the girls was always talking about her feet. Like, girl, what size she wear? Like a 14 or something? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, because Tiffany's always talking about she paints, she uses white outers. As a French manicure, so I don't know.
What happened? You gotta say what Tiffany said. Tiffany is not at her sister tonight. She's not here to defend herself.
She's
not
here.
Your aunt here, her granny.
She on the line, honey. She down there.
I thought I was still on mute. But you know, Sean, to answer your question, you know most people with big feet, I mean with big cocks have big feet. So there's your answer, baby.
Oh, shit.
I'm get back on my game. Hell, I had to get up and walk back over here to the fire.
Granny, you need to send me a friend's request so I can pay you real quick.
I ain't got that injustice yet. You know I still be on Grand Theft Auto. But I plan on getting that so I can whoop some of you motherfuckers' asses.
If you are listening from...
My name on there is Queen of Trent.
Yes, God, it's Queen of the Train.
Fuck, I forgot, baby. Happy birthday. I didn't mean you're going to be so rude and forget your birthday. Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, Granny.
All right, girl, put me back on me so I can go kill some more of these crackers.
Somebody got an echo.
It is horrible, too. If you are listening from the... It ain't me. If you're listening from the chat room, you have 9 minutes to call in, or you will, before the show goes into recording mode.
We're going to record mode now.
Why do you say the stuff you say?
Oh, my God. Is it just me, or is that like anybody hearing that stadium echo?
Yeah,
I'm
not
hearing.
I don't know. Oh my God, are we being fucking wiretapped?
What is with Bishop and all these pictures? Is he showing up
that
he's
lost weight? Kelly last night talked about that boy. Hold on, we are fucking being tapped by the police box. That is from Kelly last night about that boy stealing a motherfucking credit card number from the Marriott.
I'm hanging up.
Tiffany, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
I'm just saying. Because that was something you were saying.
You always just fucking saying.
I thought about that
shit,
thing.
This is a big brother. This is a motherfucking tap shit.
Yeah, because I thought about that thing. Kelly, you really turned him out, honey.
Yes, Tasha.
You know, I had I have to take y'all off mute because you know I be on mute, honey. I was watching you know, Real Housewives of New Jersey, honey. So I had to mute y'all. But
is that one of the? Wait a minute, that new season started?
No, they
not yet.
They talking. They talking to all the girls or Watch What Happens Live. You know about stuff that they did a show online. I mean on TV.
Them.
Oh, I'm at the tape that I'm mad.
Speaking of,
we
got to have
online
for the
or for
right?
TV.
Is anybody getting into All My Children and One Life to Live, bitch?
I
am.
Where is it at?
I can't get online
for
that, honey. It's on Hulu.
Girl.
I can watch stories, honey. Now, that's one thing I don't get into. I ain't watched stories since Passions.
Now, that's a long time.
Oh, my God, Tiffany.
Passions was the shit. That little midget and that witch.
Yes, Timmy.
Mm. Oh, speaking of a story, child, what y'all think about this new show with Tyler Perry, honey? That seemed like
ain't no Echo.
That's Kelly's Echo.
It's not Kelly Echo because my house phone is on mute.
Girl, I just muted you and it went away.
Baby, well, my house phone is on mute, so I've been on mute the whole time because I watch the TV. Every time y'all ask me a question, that's when I come back to y'all.
Keep talking, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't. You know what? She's another girl that I just tend not to like.
Y'all hear the echo now?
No.
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 Nope.
All right, now I'm bringing Kelly back. Do y'all hear the echo?
Yeah.
Kelly, you got two phones open over there? I don't think it has to do with your phone. You muting your phone. I think you might have another line open.
I already have one line open. The other four house phones is off.
She said the other four house phones is off.
Yes, I got one. I got one on the right side of my bed, one on the left side of my bed. I got one at the foot of my bed. I got one in the living room, and I got one in the kitchen.
Oh,
you think one of them is off the hook?
No, they all on the chargers.
Kelly.
Yes, you don't have to have a phone at every point in the house, honey. Nobody got time to run through
the
house with a fucking
phone. Five cell phones. Girl, this girl acts like she the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, I got my iPhone 4S, my iPhone 5, my Virgin Mobile, my Net 10, Miss Thing, and my H2O.
Oh.
All
right, Kelly.
I thought I was doing something with two phones.
J-Rock, did you watch Scandal now that you're back?
Hmm.
I'm not listening to you talk right now. I'm in the middle of this bitch and told Olivia that her boyfriend killed Verna.
That's J-Rock with the echo.
That's not J-Rock with the echo.
Ooh, somebody got
J-Rock
mail.
Is
I don't think it's me.
I know, baby. I'm still laying in the bed. I ain't moved.
Jason is muted.
It's still
Sean
there.
Is muted.
It's still there.
Mark is muted.
Still there. Hello?
Tiffany is muted. It's still there.
Muted.
Now I'm muting Kelly. I'm bringing Tiffany back.
Hello?
Tiffany, do you hear it?
No, I don't hear it. Nope.
Mark, do you hear it?
No, I don't hear it.
It's my sister, honey. You got a ghost in there that's on one of your phones.
Well, listen, I don't know what's going on, honey. Okay, I switched from motherfucking Optimum, honey, over to motherfucking Verizon, honey. I don't know what's going on with Verizon. Switch, okay, please.
But it ain't
girl,
echoing
girl,
now,
Marriott though. Marriott is trying to get you, girl.
You said what?
It's not echoing now.
Marriott is trying
to
get
I guess because I had y'all on speakerphone and had y'all muted.
Oh.
Girl.
I don't got y'all on speakerphone anymore, honey. But I need to be able to hear y'all, Miss Thing. I put y'all on mute, Miss Thing, and watch the TV. I can't hear what y'all saying. I got to put y'all on speakerphone so I can hear what y'all saying. I'm missing my girl's talk.
I didn't know you was in Jersey Housewives.
Well, Kelly, that was what
you
said.
Yeah. I only watch Jersey Housewives and Atlanta. I don't watch nothing else.
Me too.
I watch them all. I watch them all.
I can't get into that OC. Them bitches is getting on my nerves.
But that was the original. That's the original.
Yeah. But you know what I like about Jersey Bitch? They need to bring Miss Danielle motherfucking back up on here, honey.
I love
Danielle.
Baby, they need to bring Miss Danielle Styles back up here, honey. Okay, baby.
They need to bring Danielle back and assist to that laugh.
Oh no, she don't want anything to do with them, honey. She don't want nothing to do with her sister.
She don't even want to deal with her old sister.
She only fucks the only person she fuck with on the show is Teresa. She don't even fuck with her old sisters.
So everybody's sitting here
and trying to make Teresa out to be the bad guy. If you got somebody that's your blood motherfucking family, bitch, that don't want to fuck with you, that says a lot about your character.
Caroline.
Exactly. But Caroline trying to make it seem like Teresa started that, like that's why her sister don't want to pool with her. But that ain't it.
Yeah, no, they had issues
blood
way
is
before.
Thicker than water. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's what you call it? Is Basketball Wives Miami coming back on?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
Back.
I prefer
Miami's
LA.
Miami's going with Evelyn in them, right?
The only one that's not coming back. No, Basketball Wives LA is gone. It got canceled altogether.
They fired half of them.
They fired all of them.
You knew they was going to fire you. The only two people that they had at that time that was still left was Drea and Wacky Jackie. But everybody else was getting fired. They fired the sisters because they didn't invite. They didn't. They did. She did their private wedding. So that's why they got rid of them.
Why they got rid of Malaysia?
She boring.
She was dead pretty much because she was born.
Oh, no.
But I understand.
I don't give a fuck because all them hoes don't block me on Twitter, so I don't give a fuck about Malaysia.
Oh, you read them, girl?
Do you ain't see I posted it? Kim Zolciak don't block me. Malaysia don't block me. Lauren, the sister, don't block me.
But say, why don't everybody block you, girl? What was you giving?
Shani blocked me.
Even
Shani blocked me, and I never read Shani. I used to just attach her name when I was reading Laura, calling her all kind of homewrecker hoes that slept with Shani's husband.
Oh.
Oh, now, you know, you wouldn't have no right, honey. Now,
I have Portia to block me. Portia from Atlanta to block me, too.
What'd she say?
Oh, I can't remember what. I just said she's a ditzy, dumb bitch. It's 365 days, not 265.
First of all, I'm mad that you went and found these people's Twitter pages. Just to fucking harass them.
They block me.
Tiffany, you gotta eat it. Tiffany, you gotta eat it, bitch. Let me tell you how I used to eat Tom when he used to be on the air, bitch. Because you know I got all these cell phones, bitch. So I will press one back to back for every cell phone, bitch. Because I was gonna get my motherfucking thought out, bitch. Say, and every time he would hang up on me, bitch, on one number, bitch, he would say, "We got another caller. And it'll be the next caller. It'll be me, bitch." And I'll finish reading, bitch. And the next caller be me. You're supposed to have all these Twitter pages. You're supposed to have all these Twitter pages, bitch, just going, mistake. So every time they blocked you, bitch, you signed into another one. Get the ring, bitch. I ain't done with your motherfucking ass, bitch.
But you know, the thing about it is, I kept going with them. But you know, I don't ever have fake profiles. I always thought I got family's money. So the thing is that I called Laura so many whores for so long that she just wound up blocking me. And then Malaysia, I don't know. She blocked me because I was telling her how she was acting two-faced with Jackie. I didn't like that shit. And then Kim from Atlanta, she blocked me because I was calling her all kind of whores and sluts, from big poppers to racist to I just said all kind of things about that slut bucket. And then
her close her legs to married men, honey.
Yes, they all blocked me.
Oh, that's a
mess. What's
wrong with you? Transmission. I find out something new about you every goddamn day.
Yeah,
we
got
a call at 202-696.
What's up, y'all? It's Marcus. I got a question. After
Ed has no reason.
After what's the name of the show? Scandal, the whole season. Don't y'all think it was fucked up how the season ended?
How so?
It was just late. Like it was going.
Oh shit! I thought it was over.
Like it looked like it should have been another hour, and they actually finished telling the story.
I thought it was supposed to be 2 hours.
It was. Oh, but like,
turn
this
phone
just,
down right now.
I think it was real suspenseful. I mean, the ending for it to go off, I think it was very suspenseful. I do think it could have been more though, but I like the suspense of how it ended. It was definitely a twist to me.
You know, I mean, you know how like you know when a season starts, and well, you know how the scandal, the whole situation. We found out who Quinn was pretty much by the time the season ended last season. We kind of knew what the tea was. We know that the mole, well, we figured out who the mole was. But we figured out the man that was trying to protect her was really her father. But who is he in the grand scheme of things? And who want to wait all the months to see that?
He's the damn leader of the B-16.
I mean, I think that's where the scandal comes in at, because it leaves you wanting more.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't think that it was that bad, Marcus, in all honesty.
It leaves us
with so many thoughts. Like, number one, like, okay, number one, the president is now back. He has to go back to Millie. How is she going to react to this whole thing? Number two, who really spilled the tea about Olivia being the, you know, the mistress? And then who the fuck is the father? You know, it's like all that wrapped into one is like, you know, like, bitch, okay, this is where it leads you at.
Yeah, absolutely.
I personally like that ending better than I like Revenge's ending. Oh, I love Revenge.
I love Revenge.
Well, I'm going to have to hang up because I haven't watched the end of Revenge because I missed too many, because I have them all on DVD. And the last set I got, it was only like the first 9 into the season, and so I stopped watching the TV show because I thought I had all of them. So I was like, I'm just gonna wait to get 9 through 36.
Well, I haven't even watched it. If you hang up, Tiffany, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Shut the hell up. I love the Avengers ending as well.
Yeah, Revenge. I like Scandal's ending better than I like Revenge's ending. I like Revenge's ending better than I like the ending for Vampire Diaries.
Now I love the ending of Vampire Diaries. That was everything.
Mind you, I'm nervous because they just said Scandal coming back for a third season, but I heard they're in disputes about how much to pay Kerry Washington. So if she hold out and, like, let's say they don't agree on the price, we'll just be gagging.
No, I don't think Kerry Washington's gonna hold out. She's become a household name with this show. I know that she's the great.
And that's why they
gotta
pay her more.
Yeah,
well, that's right. They gotta pay her more, but they was only paying her $75,000 an episode. They saying
no,
now she's more like a million something.
She definitely needs a half a mil. I mean, a half a mil per episode. I definitely agree to that.
Yes,
she can pay
the
half a mil for Scandal.
What?
A half a million episodes?
She's Kerry Washington. What's wrong with you?
First of all, she's Kerry Washington.
Because, honey, in all honesty, Kerry Washington was not giving me anything in any TV shows. I mean, anything else she was doing.
But you got to realize, she's the first leading black actress in, oh, I think,
no
over
shade,
about 20,
Jasmine,
in about 25 years on a TV show.
You know what? She
and she's been in blockbuster movies. I mean, she's a great black actress.
She was great. She was
y'all
great.
Think she going from 75,000 episodes to something where she feels, mind you, Scandal's like one of the most talked about shows on Facebook,
exactly,
they said, on social networks.
So,
but to say it is, they still go, they hired her because she was cheap. They probably tried to keep the money. So, Miss Thing, I think it's gonna be some tea.
I mean,
I think if they get rid of her, if they get rid of her and put somebody else in there, it's not gonna bring the same off.
I'm not.
Oh,
they can't
get rid of her.
I don't like
yeah.
when they do that. When they switch the character out,
Did it never work? What happened with that? You see how
they,
many more seasons they had without the real Vivian? Child, please, ain't nobody watching.
They not gonna do that. They not gonna do that.
First of all, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was about to go off anyway.
No, it wasn't. They know
that,
where that
child
come
Maxine,
from.
That child Maxine, that second Vivian, she was tired, absolutely tired, and nobody wanted to
see
her.
Yes, she was late. She was late.
Hey, but really, who honestly, who was still watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? That's just
I
like a different world. After Whitley and Dwayne got, if Whitley and Dwayne had never got married, that show would have probably. But after they got married, it was like you really wasn't watching that different or different world anymore.
Yeah,
I was.
They became teachers and everything else, and child.
Director
it's certain
of the dorm.
Shows that have twists to them where it's corny, but it's certain shows that they have twists to them that have a little bit, get a little bit more flavor, or it keeps it at a very medium state, like Charmed. Charmed was tired without Prue, but once I got used to that new girl, it was cute too.
Yeah,
but just like, but like Living Single. Once what's her name got married,
oh, yeah.
Once what's her name got married and left the show, that show got dead.
Who left? No, she left because her and Khadijah had a fight.
Once Kim Fields left, just like what's like Living Single. What's that show with the that come on VH1? Single Lady.
Oh,
that show was not the same without Stacey Dash.
Now, I can agree to that, because I did stop
watching.
Can we
do that show,
like.
Come on?
I think it's probably going to come on.
I think it's supposed to be coming back for a third season.
Yeah.
It should be. It's a summertime show.
Oh,
so I think it should be coming back
set,
for a third season.
I got to set my new box to record it. That's my show. I like that show.
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it for the last season, Kelly, because without her, trust me, it's going down. This is the last season. She's coming back.
Is it true that Lisa Ray married Bishop Noel Jones? Because I'm gagging if she did.
That's what they're saying.
Who is that?
She married who?
Lisa Ray married Bishop Noel Jones.
Hey, who is
who
he?
Is that? Yeah.
The Queen mega church pastor from L.A.
No, that's what she's. I mean, she's a queen. She's a fag hag. Of course she's going to marry
her. She's a lady. Yeah, Noel Jones is a lady.
How you know she a lady, honey?
Cause I had her.
Not the rest. That's just like Hezekiah Walker. They all queens, child. Ain't nobody thinking about them.
Oh,
that's
Mark,
not, that's
what
not
else are you watching besides Scandal and Revenge?
Marcus.
Larry.
Huh?
Jasmine said, what are you watching besides Scandal and Revenge?
What else have I been watching? I've been getting into that, what's the name of the show? What's the name of the reality? Model Employee? Where the girls, they trying to be fashion models. It's a reality show, but no drama.
Tired.
It's tired?
Yes, honey, that's very tired.
I like to see girls.
No, but what other shows, like on network?
I really ain't been watching that since Scandal and Thing came off. I guess I'm looking forward to seeing, what's the name of that shit? Fuck. I don't know. I'll see when y'all talk about it.
What, Big Brother?
Yes, Big Brother gonna be the team.
I stopped watching Big Brother because I feel like they just get the black people off too quick for me. You know, they let a black girl make it one time. Has a black person ever won the show?
No, not that I can think of.
Oh,
right, they serve the black people.
They never did.
Baby, the black people don't know how to play the motherfucking game.
And that's the same thing in the movies too. They serve them quick, honey. They got bitch screamed too. I ain't never seen nobody get killed that fast. Kelly Rowland got killed so fast, bitch. I was motherfucking gagging. I was like, is she playing that for real?
What do y'all think about Kelly Rowland being a judge on X Factor?
That's not going to work. She's going to get fired.
Listen, she was already a judge on one. She was a judge on the one in England.
What do y'all think about Kelly Mizrahi being a judge on X Factor?
Oh, that'd be a scam in itself, honey.
They would gag that girl, honey. Bitch, who girl? I would let them have it.
Wait a minute. So
that's
what's
like,
the thing about I hear about Kelly Rowland getting beat? Who said she got beat?
She did.
She said she got beat.
And Dirty Laundry.
Who
that's
was
she singing a song. That don't mean she got
beat. She was
beat.
Dating somebody?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And she said she was jealous of Beyonce.
That's how it was about her. That's her venting and opening up about what happened all those years.
Matthew Knowles was beating her mistake when he was sexually molesting her.
What? And he was trying to turn her against Beyonce.
Oh, that Matthew Knowles is a mess. Huh?
Miss Stang, girl, y'all gotta really get into the beat, Miss Stang, honey. Okay.
Ooh. I gotta listen to this song, honey.
Yeah, I keep hearing about it. When people start pumping stuff like that, I kind of shun away from it because it's like, oh, girl, now it's going to become a trend. So I kind of wait until it's kind of died down. But now I need to listen to this because when I heard she got beat, I was like, bitch, what? Who was beating her? I didn't even know she was dating anybody.
If it ain't Matthew Knowles, it's Roy Williams of the Dallas Cowboys.
So how do y'all feel about her Beyonce uncle coming out saying that Beyonce never loved Jay-Z?
Ooh.
She thought he was ugly, and it's all about if she only got with him for the money.
Did you get that from?
I said that in the beginning, and everybody read. I said it was a publicity stunt, and everybody read. Now, I believe they might be in love now, but I truly believe that that was a relationship of convenience for the partnership of money.
She's always dated ugly guys. Look what she went with Moses Death. I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true neither. I think Jay-Z put it on her, honey, because they say he got meat, so child.
Girl. And he would have to have meat to put it on her, Miss Stang, because baby, he's an ugly sucker.
She really pregnant again?
Huh?
No, she's not.
Is she really pregnant again?
She says she's not.
She says she's not. She put up this motherfucking. When I tell you, the tweet that she had put up on motherfucking Twitter, Mistake Girl, they said the tweet was up for about 2 or 3 seconds, Mistake Bitch. But you know Wendy Williams' team got the tweet, Mistake Girl.
Yeah.
And they took it down, Mistake. Because, baby, when I tell you she read, Mistake Bitch, and it was a shot at her fans and everything, Mistake, about saying she was pregnant again, Mistake.
She called them low life,
miserable people, honey, that ain't got nothing better to do with their life than to sit here and make false allegations against her.
Accusations.
Honey,
now, I know what I meant to say, Tiffany. I know who you won't mess with on Twitter.
Who?
You won't mess with Rihanna on Twitter because Rihanna reads back.
Oh, she'll get you.
No, you know what? Tiffany, you got to send me a request on motherfucking Twitter, Miss Day, because I need to follow you, Miss Day, because you know who I want? I want to see, you know, because he don't motherfucking block people, Miss Day. He go at it with them, Miss Day. I want to see Miss Tiffany and Miss Donald Trump go at it, Miss Day.
Oh.
Because, bitch, he don't block nobody, baby. They was talking about that on Wendy, bitch. He have Twitter wars with people.
Yes, Donald Trump. Bitch, she got confidence in that hairpiece, bitch. I ain't never seen a man wear a piece and will go the fuck off, bitch. And mind you, he be shaking that piece. She be looking like, bitch, that piece is not moving.
That bitch.
You know who else tried to call himself coming for me one day because they had pissed me off during their show, too. What's the one who had that, the black girl who got the show?
You're talking about Omarosa.
No, she got a hair show.
Oh, you talking about LA here? You talking about Kim?
Kim.
Yeah, and then she had the girl with the short hair once or whatever with the blonde hair, and she came in thinking she was running the stylist and all that. I said, damn, you act like this bitch in your pussy or something. I said, damn, would you let this hoe eat your pussy or something? I said, smart. She tagged me back talking about, no, are you? Or so smart, she said, or whatever, honey. But she never blocked me, though.
That's her personality.
But you know who I'm real tight with? I like from Love and Hip Hop, New York. Me and her be texting, tweeting back and forth, honey. That Rocky Thunder. I know Rocky. I fuck with Rocky. And then you know who else I had to go off on one time? Girl, I didn't have to go off on her because I like her. But her people came for me, honey. Her immediate family, Renee from Mob Wives.
Ooh.
So me and
girl,
Renee.
Miss Tank, I ain't fucking with you. I don't even send me a request, Miss Tank. You fucking with the mob, Miss Tank.
Me and Renee was cool. She was texting me. She was like, no, Tiffany, I understand, blah, blah, blah. It was her people because, like,
they was making comments, and then I was like, bitch, you watching a bitch on TV like me. Why you got something to say? You shut up and enjoy it from the living room of your home or something. And she was like, I've been knowing Renee 30-plus years, and blah, blah, blah. And then Renee was like, no, Tiffany, I've been knowing her. And girl, they was coming out the woodwork for me, honey, that day. Girl, I was just like, oh.
Oh, my God. Known all over Twitter, honey. Girl.
I don't have Twitter. Should I get Twitter? What is it giving? Oh, my God.
I don't even use my Twitter.
Can they ban you from Twitter? Because, baby, I got a couple of things to say to a couple of stars.
Baby, oh no, they can't ban you from Twitter, but the person can block you.
Well, I'm gonna be getting blocked left and right. I'm gonna go and enjoy my Twitter while I can.
You know what, Tiffany?
Let me tell you something. That Shonda Rhimes, I don't care how much I like scams, dude. She's getting it first because she's got some shit with her. Okay, about this show. I don't like how she conducts the show. I don't want to hear that ABC shit.
She don't have no control over that.
Well, I'm tweeting her anyway when I get my account. She's getting it first. She's lucky I sent my people after her the first time. This time I'm going myself because she's got some shit with her. And then you talking about leave me alone, you freaks. I said, what?
Oh, shit. She called y'all freaks? Oh, shit.
No, because I had like 18 people tweet her. I had like 18 people tweet her, and then she had
like two cards all free. I am mad. I sit up here and watch this damn show, and bitch, I'm gagging.
Can I not find you on Twitter? What you
want to do?
My name is Big Sexy Ms. Rahi on Twitter.
Tiffany, you know who I need you to harass, honey? I need you to get at Miss Sherry Shepherd, girl, because she need to get a good hairdo and stick with
it. Oh, yeah, I want somebody to shave for her head.
She can.
From the View, right?
Yes.
I can't stand Sherry Shepherd. Ooh, I never liked her.
Wait a minute. Y'all not going to try my previous still figure girlfriend now. I love the Sherry.
I really don't want to do Sherry because she be on her Twitter showing, like, you know, things, tweets about her handicapped son.
Okay.
And I don't really want to do her.
But her
she's a sweetie.
Yeah, her body's very awkward, though. Child, she's top heavy and...
Sherry Shepherd is built like a used tube of toothpaste.
Oh, my God. So, Sean, is it safe to say that her body makes you uncomfortable?
No, just her hairdos, honey, them wigs, honey.
Well, how you going to read the Bible and suggest the hairdo, but the hairdo makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Carried with Prince so bad he got up and left.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, Josh.
This Sherry Shepherd is built like that Taz candy thing. That bitch is her body is a candy.
Her husband is not that attractive for her to be going up for him like that.
Because she finally found someone that will accept her for her flaws and her child, honey. That's what it is.
Oh, my God, Sean.
No, I'm not being fierce. I'm just saying, girl.
No, that really was fierce, though. No.
Oh, girl.
Listen.
You ain't had to bring the child.
I didn't mean to. Oh, God, forgive me. I didn't mean to say it like that.
No, it was just a little bit of a key because Tiffany said he was handicapped, and then she said accept him for her and her child. I said, oh, my God, not the handicapped child.
Yeah, he had some
good.
I think I don't
want
to
say he got down.
He got
all down. Here we go. Tiffany?
I can't remember what he had. I know he got some kind of disorder.
Autism.
What is it? Autism, okay.
Oh, come on. He got autism. Oh, that's so sad.
Tiffany, how does someone slightly have, you know, Down syndrome?
Shit. We back on that again.
Isn't it time for a commercial?
Yeah, I played the commercial for Marcus
Ball. I'm not saying nothing, honey.
If y'all don't leave Miss Mona alone, Miss Day, they heard she's a nice lady.
I didn't say nothing, honey. Please don't say that because I didn't say nothing about that lady. And I'm not saying nothing else about that lady, honey.
Kelly, am I here?
Yeah.
I got a question. I want to ask this from this weekend. when people have foot and eyewear, right, do y'all like when people wear stuff that you can see on the runway, on a red carpet, or do y'all like to see those outlandish things that nobody, that you really couldn't see nobody wearing on a red carpet? Which one do y'all prefer?
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
I have no comment. I didn't even talk about it yesterday.
We're not talking about the category. Because actually, Milan's pieces actually looked red carpet. Like, you could see it on the red carpet. I'm talking about me and my gay father were just debating this. He was like, well, some people, they were labels, but they weren't, like, those bold, eccentric pieces. They were just, it was a label.
Well, some of the things that people be wearing would be like crazy. Now, I'd be like, bitch, you would never see somebody wear something like that down the street. But if you're going to take and come and walk a category of that nature, I think you should have something that's going to stand out.
Okay, so that's my question. When you have a foot and eyewear, what are you supposed to be judging on? Because I originally thought it was meant for, okay, girls are supposed to get pieces that they can't really, that we wouldn't normally see in ballroom. Like, bitch, I can afford this and you can't, or I can get my access to this and you can't. But, I mean, who cares if it looks regular or if it's, you know, crazy looking or, you know, whatever you want to call it. What are we looking for?
I think you're looking for a little bit of everything in that.
No, I mean, they got a category for bizarre already. If you want to come bizarre, walk bizarre category. Don't nobody want to see you looking foolish. No.
I think traditionally, if you're going to walk, to me,
foot and eyewear, you come, like Marcus said, you come with something you're very extravagant, very, you know, very futuristic, maybe looking with your foot and eye, but, you know, you have on a nice little pastel suit or, you know, whatever, you know, but, I mean, to come looking crazy, that's just crazy. They got to create as a category for that. It's called bizarre. That's why people walk bizarre.
Yeah, but ain't nobody walking on bizarre in those $700 or $800 shoes.
Exactly.
You know, cardboard,
that's true.
You know, there's two different categories. I mean, I don't know. I like everyone. The debate came in because, you know, Kadon Milan is a very fashion-forward person. Anytime he walks labels, a best friend, he's in a label. So he really is fat, and clothes look good on him. But you're not going to see him wear something crazy-looking where, you know, if you wouldn't really see it in Hollywood, you probably wouldn't see it on him. Do people hold that against him because the ballroom takes everything to the extreme? Because he's not extreme, is that maybe why he didn't win?
Or maybe it's just like what you said, because they don't understand it.
Yeah, and I think when somebody brings something different and a little creativity, you know, I mean, I think it's a good thing sometimes, because I don't know about labels itself, but I know sometimes when people bring other things to other categories. I mean, look at that child that walked runway, and I don't remember where he was built at the time, but, you know, right, recollecting in my head because I'm stunned. But I know that he came in some type of effect where it just was so sickening, where you could have just kind of, like, judged him on the effecting and kind of, like, gave him grand prize. The effect was grand prize. So, some people are just really creative. I would think more creativity would be good. I thought Milan looked nice.
Well, yeah, Milan did look nice, but I think Leon looked good, but some people like those. You know how some people walk very, who walk labels, they walk in those eccentric pieces, and then you have, like, Allure's and Milan's who wear, what's the word, like, they wear current season pieces, but they're not, you know, it's a label. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it may be a loafer, it may look different, it may be a different color, but they, have you seen those, you know, like Leon Garcon, he wears those big block shoes sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, he's known for that. Like,
Or maybe like Stephanie Milan, you know, the way she comes out, she's always in a label, so, you know.
Right, but she doesn't wear, you won't never really see her in no big, huge glasses. She wear no oversized glasses and be like,
yeah, that's,
you know,
like Stephanie Milan. If they had female figure labels, that would be like Stephanie Milan versus Ricky Lake Ebony.
How do you pick, who do you pick, which Ricky Lake's a Herrera now, right?
I don't really know. No,
I think she might be an Ebony again, because that's Britney's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Mm. But, like, in a battle like that, let's say they both have current pieces on, they're both totally done, but Stephanie is, like, red carpet, you know, straight from, you know, Milan Fashion Week, and then Ricky Lake is done, but she has that over-the-top, you know, extra look. How would y'all decide which one y'all were going to pick? It's like soft and cut versus dramatic. Which
yeah,
one do y'all
I mean,
live for?
It's all about what the judges want.
I mean, honestly, from both of those ladies, you know you're going to get a sickening label. So, I
yeah.
mean, that's one. I mean, I guess it would be all about the selling of the label and, you know, more about, you know, what presence has more, you know, what presence is giving me more, you know, label at the time. I don't know how to even describe that because that's
you,
a really
you know
good
what it
one.
Is?
I mean,
I wish more cute girls would walk labels.
You are disrespectful,
you know
Kelly. You are disrespectful.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez.
They say y'all know it's the truth. They say you go back and you look at all the clips from over the years and say only the ugly girls walk labels. They say,
but you know what? How they judge them is what year. If we're in 2013, so if you have like Balenciaga 2013 shoes or whatever, they're gonna judge you for that because you're in this year as opposed to someone who has 2012.
I've seen some people come out in current season and some people come out past season and still turning.
Well, that's usually how Stephanie Milan wins, honey. She's always current. So, you know.
Well, I mean, there was a time where her and Peggy Pardo were both current.
Are you going by season? Cause, like, for me, are you going by season and what's in the store now? Because, like, okay, and let's see, in a couple of weeks, in a month they'll be having fall stuff in the store. So are you going to go buy what season in a store or are you going to go buy what season you're in right now?
No, the girls are going to come with the forward season. They're not trying to come with the current season. They're coming the season after. They're coming, they're trying to get the season before. You know, shit that even don't come out yet.
Yeah.
I always say, but now that labels is dead, you know, that category's not dead. You just hope that, you know,
that's what y'all was
you
talking about.
A bitch come out, period.
Since
you know, for that category.
About, since y'all was talking about Peggy, it was good seeing her last night at Vogue night.
Peggy was out at Vogue night. I have not seen Peggy in like 12
wow.
years. Oh my God.
Yeah, she was out last night. Her and Karen cover girl.
Oh my God.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, they was both out last night at Vogue night.
Wow.
I haven't seen Karen in a long time. Jeez.
I'm dying to see Simone. I saw her on that clip, bitch. I have not seen her in person. I miss her.
Ooh. Who was that?
I don't know, but that tweet sounded fake.
Simone Prada.
When I hear you talk, all I hear is whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh my God.
What?
So you don't see Simone, Kelly?
I see Simone.
Kelly, whatever happened to Vanessa?
What is that?
Whatever happened to Vanessa?
Vanessa lives in Florida.
She lives in Florida, huh? Alyssa, all of them, they live in Florida.
She lives in Florida, honey.
Hold on, you know which Vanessa I'm talking about?
Miss
Vahey. It's only one that
she lives
let everybody
in,
else
she lives
remember.
In Florida. She lives in Florida. She's like Tina Turner.
The fish?
The fish? What fish?
Y'all used to have a Vanessa Mizrahi who walked face and labels. She was a younger girl. She came out like
oh.
it, yes,
y'all
did. In like
you know
2003,
she,
2000.
Yes,
she was
yes,
out for
Kelly,
a long time.
Yes.
She was a fish.
Yes, Kelly. Yes, she. Yeah.
And she was always young. She was
yeah.
Oh, you talk about the. She's in. What you call it? She's in school in Atlanta. She's getting her master's degree.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
old
Vanessa. That's why I was like, bitch. That's not even. I remember.
No, not that. Yeah, not the film queen. I'm talking about.
No, he's talking about now. He talking about the little cunt. She's from New York, but she's in Atlanta in school getting her master's.
Work
for Netflix,
oh.
bitch.
Yeah.
Kelly, whatever happened to the face girl? What's her name? She used to be a Mizza.
Poison?
Yes,
yes, I love
Poison
her.
Just,
oh my God.
Poison just walked. She just walked. She just walked last week.
Oh.
Oh my God, I used to love her. I used to love her. She's come out.
Yeah, Poison just walked last week. Poison's doing good. Her, her son and daughter just what you call it? They about to get ready to go to college.
Oh. Poison.
Yeah.
I remember. What was it? Back in like 2004, 2003, baby. They was just waiting for her and Miss Jamie to meet up, bitch. I remember that was so anticipated because we all lived with Poison, but bitch, Jamie was the bitch, baby.
Yeah. Well, we saw our cards are still around, honey. Tiffany, she just opened up her accessory shop in Brooklyn, honey. You know, she just married her boyfriend. She went from being a lesbian to back to being straight.
Work.
How does that work? Oh, well,
it's easier
know, like,
for them to transition,
so
honey.
Did you tell her not
to
accept it? Get the card, don't swipe, don't accept it.
Oh, baby, she know, baby. Oh, you know, I told my daughter to tea, baby. Okay, baby, you don't touch nothing on your box, though. I told my daughter to tea, honey, because she sells some fab accessories in her store, Miss Day. You know, I put up on it, Miss Day, honey. Okay, baby, y'all ain't gonna work my daughter, Miss Day. Okay. Bitch, because they will gag, Mistake Girl. I'll come there, bitch. They work my daughter or work one of her workers, Mistake Bitch. I'll bring my daughter right to the ball, Mistake Girl. Then she go right there, daughter. Mistake. Taking
now,
money out of her pocket for her son.
Now, what if somebody from Lane Bryant came to the ball after you?
Mistake, they gonna come. They gonna come after me, honey. Because baby, I do my stuff. You wouldn't even know I do my stuff. Okay? We could be. Let me tell you something. I could be standing in the store, and all of us that's on this phone could be in the store together, Mistake. And y'all wouldn't even know that I motherfucking took something, bitch. And we walk out the motherfucking store, bitch, and I be walking down the motherfucking block, Mistake. Honey, like, oh, I gotta stop and get me a bag from one of these stores, Mistake. And I pull it on my stuff out. Y'all wouldn't even know I took nothing. That's how good I am.
Yes, bitch. I remember the first time I went to a store and watched one of the Butch Queens. He was like, I'm going to mop out of this store. I was like, bitch, why would you be doing that in the store? Like, why would, you know, I didn't understand the word at the time. Bitch, he went in there, we went in there and looked at something. I think he went over by the makeup thing, and bitch, he came out with like all of this shit. What the fuck? That bitch had on the girdle. I said, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm dead. I'm fucking dead. That bitch
had on
a motherfucking triple fat goose and a girdle. I said, no, ma'am. I'm getting on this train over here. I'm going to see you later. Right at a minute on 34th Street. I said, no, ma'am.
So, Kelly, you ain't never been caught. You ain't never been nervous that they watching you.
No, only time, let me be 100% honest with y'all, the only time I ever got caught, I was on 125th Street, Mistake, and I was in the motherfucking, I was in the hair store, and I had stole me 3 packs of hair, Mistake, and I put it in my bag, Mistake, and I was walking out the motherfucking store, Mistake. Girl, bitch, when I tell you, bitch, those motherfucking chinks, Mistake, they closed that gate down to that motherfucking store, Mistake. I was in there, and they gagging, Mistake. So, you know, I walked around the store, Mistake, and I whoop-whopped the hair out my bag, Mistake, and I lodged her in my panties, Mistake. So, bitch, two male officers came to the store, and they was like, oh, so what's going on? They opened the gate back up. And they said, I stole something. And so I opened up my bag, and I said, I did not steal anything. Look at my bag. Ain't nothing in here. So they was like, well, she ain't got nothing in her bag. They was like, no, she got it. She got it. So, bitch, they thought I was cunt, Mistake. So they called a cunt officer, Mistake Girl. She came and patted me down, Mistake Girl. And they locked me, girl. Took me to the precinct for about 3 hours, Mistake. Gave me a disappearance ticket, Mistake. But the only time I ever got caught, I did get caught in Lane Bryant, Mistake. But the security guard was fucking with me, Mistake Girl. Baby, when I tell you, bitch, I went out the store, bitch, and I went in there. I would take the old Lane Bryant bag and just have it in my bag. I would go in the dressing room, bitch, take all the alarms off of the bitch, and fill up all my bags. I would be walking out with like 6 bags. One time, I forgot to take an alarm off one of the motherfucking items that I had. And I was walking out the store, and the alarm went off. And the lady already knew that I was stealing, but she could never catch me, bitch. And so as I'm walking out the store, I start beeping. She told the security guard, stop her, stop her. The security guard looked at her and looked at me and then looked back at her. He said, I ain't fucking with that big bitch.
Okay. So, Kelly, though, but just a question.
So when you do that, girl, you go in the store, you won't never buy nothing. They don't get suspicious.
No, baby, I never buy nothing. But sometimes I'll be nice, mistake. Sometimes I'll be nice, and I'll just go in the store, mistake, and I'll just steal a couple of things, mistake, and just take it right up to the register and just tell them, you know what, I want to do an even exchange.
Oh, no.
And they do my even exchange.
Without a receipt?
You don't need a receipt. All you need is a phone number, Miss Day.
That's why I had to change
my phone number because I went last week to do a exchange, and the girl was like, well, the computer is telling me not to do it, but I'm going to do it for you because I know I see you in here all the time. So now I got a new phone number when I go.
Oh, no. So you even do it with your products and all of that, like your deodorant and stuff like that. You going to Duane
Let
Reed
me tell
and Rite
you, A? Oh, you said you brought that up. Let me tell you why I said you brought the Duane Reed up. Years ago, right, I had this big white motherfucker, this winter white coat that will wrap around your face, bitch. So I was going to do my electrolysis, and so, you know, you got to let your stuff grow in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was growing in, so I couldn't put on no makeup or nothing, but I had to go out. So I was downtown in the city, bitch. I seen my girlfriend, and she was stealing out of one of the Duane Reed's from downtown. I get the, oh, she's in this one, bitch. Saying, you know, I go, you know, two of us in here. I let her get this one. I wait till I get back uptown. So I get back uptown. I'm in Duane Reed, and I'm stealing my body wash and my lotions and stuff and everything. This is where I was living at Jack House. So I'm stealing all my stuff, bitch. Saying, and so, bitch, I beep as I'm going out. So the security guard grabs me, bitch. Saying, and me and him is in between the metal detector, and we tussling, bitch. And they like, why are you grabbing on that lady like that? And we tussling. So then the whole mask part of the coat fall down, and they're like, oh shit, that's a nigga. Bitch, we was tussling down. I broke three of my nails off and everything, honey. Throwing him across the fucking store to get him out of there.
I know that's right.
And I was gagging.
Really?
And then every time I went back over there at the Duane Reed, they would follow me through the store and say, okay. But no, Lay and Brian got this new system, mistake, that recognize your face, mistake, for you stealing it. They put you in their system. So as soon as you go into the store and the system recognize your face, mistake, they'll come across the loudspeaker. This store is being monitored from the central headquarters. Bitch, that's still on top of a bitch from motherfucking stealing, bitch, if you got to get your goods.
Oh, no.
Man,
wow.
Please, you got to get what you got to get. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. I think I've been home from jail for like 8 years, and I think in 8 years, I bought about 3 or 4 outfits in 8 years.
Wow.
And I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. Only thing I pay for that's in my house is food and motherfucking and cigarettes and motherfucking my juices and stuff. I don't pay for anything.
So that Puma bag is legendary, just like you are, honey.
Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. What I tell you? Oh, baby, that my Puma bag. Oh, how you know I had a Puma bag?
Because, girl, I remember you telling the story. You know,
oh,
what,
yes, my blue and white, Puma bag, she is legendary, mister. That's how I got all my brushes from Sephora, mister, and my big makeup box and everything, mister. I got the whole spread of the brushes from Sephora, the whole $2,000 spread of brushes and everything.
Oh, bitch, I don't know who it was. You smacked in that village that night, bitch, when I came to that store. But I know as soon as you smacked her on that step, I turned right around and walked the other way. I said, see, this is the stuff that I do not get into.
Baby, mind you,
she was
like, hold my Puma bag.
Hold my Puma bag. She walked right. I can't remember who it was. She walked right. It was one of the girls that was working. I know that. They used to pump the strip. She walked right. I was going to get me a Nest Quick out that store. They used to sell, like, Yoo-Hoo Quick. That bitch walked up and I said, uh-uh, no, ma'am. I'm going to the other store down the street. I don't come to this village for this.
Oh, it had to be. I never, in all my years of being out,
any fight that I ever had nothing.
It wasn't a fight. No, it wasn't a fight.
No, I'm not talking about any incident. No, any incident in all my years besides the incident I had with Alora, it did never had nothing to do with me.
That's who it was.
But so it had to be either the Alora incident or somebody that tried to rob one of my daughters that was working the beat, and I had to come check
them.
I think
it must have been Alora then, because I know when I saw that happen, and all I heard was, hold my Puma bag, and I was coming out the store. I mean, I was going in the store. Pop! I said, I said, not this store.
That was right after. That was right after the function, right? Child
yes.
was after a ball.
Oh,
a mini ball at that. I was like, oh no, ma'am.
Oh no! It's a mini function.
It was a mini function, and that was when number three school like just stopped having balls at that place. And I remember they had mini functions like what was it? Was it at Speed or something? They had Clubhouse at Speed. They first opened the Clubhouse to Speed, and I was oh no, ma'am.
It must have been that incident with Deja and whatchamacallit. What's her name that passed away? She died a long time ago.
Was
Ooh, Fatima?
It Manasha?
Yes, I think so.
Oh no, when I beat Deja, that was on my birthday, and that was Deja and Precious when I had on a pink dress and I beat them. That was on my birthday. Sean, you've been around for a long time, Miss Thang. Miss Thang, girl, because that was Miss Thang. I think, bitch, you've been around for a beat, Miss Thang. I had just turned motherfucking 23, and bitch, and I'm damn near something now.
You in your 30s just like I am, honey.
Okay. So. Baby, I'm gagging, Miss Thang. I remember that night perfectly, Miss Thang, honey. I forgot what Miss Deja had did, Miss Thang, and I beat her, Miss Thang. And then Miss Precious is going to talk about, why you going to beat my girlfriend running around here looking like Miss Piggy because I had on a pink dress and blonde hair, and I beat her after that, too.
And I also remember you and Selva got into a nasty reading session in the village, honey. Ooh, it was fierce.
Oof. Child. Oh, my
It takes you back, honey.
Yes, it does. The village used to be so much fun. Oh, my God. God rest her soul, Miss Sugar Bear, when I beat her on 14th Street.
Oh, my God.
Miss
had a fight with Sugar Bear, Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I beat Miss Sugar Bear, Miss Thang, girl, because you know how when you be, Sugar Bear was out before me, Miss Thang. And so do you know how you a big girl and she's a big girl and you coming up on the scene, Miss Thang. And so I didn't know what the girls was talking about, when we walking past, and they was giving her that, Miss Sugar Bear, that's the new big bitch right there, and whatever, Miss Thang. And she was reading it all types of shit, Miss Thang, bitch. I didn't know what the fuck was going on or anything, Miss Thang, girl, bitch. But the next weekend I came out, Miss Thang, I got a little win. My girlfriends told me what was giving it, Miss Thang. And so she gave it, Miss Thang, bitch. And D'Agostino's was open in the back on 13th Street, Miss Thang. And his bread used to be out there. I started throwing bread across the street to her, like, I'm going to feed the bear. She thought she was going to come across the street and knock me, Miss Thang. And I whooped her ass. She was the first person I beat in the motherfucking village.
Oh, wow. My God. Between her and Princess Jahna, they had the chi-chi, two potato strips.
Oh,
so
my God, Miss
Jahna. I am not going on that strip.
Oh, my God, Miss Jahna used to smack the shit out of the children, Miss Thang. She used to come up out of Chi-Chi's, Miss Thang, and see a girl that she want to smack on the corner by the bookstore, and you'll be all the way on Christopher and 8th Avenue by the motherfucking corner store, and you will hear her smack the shit out of that child, Miss Thang. That's how I used to echo.
Child, Lady Death was a fierce one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot about her, too.
Lady Jasmine is a mess.
The village,
when they
the village is
doing,
not like
when
it used to be.
They started doing more drag shows other places. They started calming down. But in the beginning, them bitches was terrible. I was like, oh, no.
They would give it to the girls. The girls don't know. The girls think the village is cute now, Miss Thang, bitch. If half of these girls that's out now could just get a glimpse of what the village used to be back in the days, bitch. Oh, my God. Bitch, they would be like a motherfucking baby in a candy store, bitch.
Exactly. I'll tell you how long I've been out. I remember when Roxy was walking runway and Lil Kelly had just came out for Femme Queen Performance. That's how long I've been out.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Actually, that's the tea, though. Lil Kelly was coming out for, I guess you would have called a female figure, but Kelly was walking since, 99. It's just that in 2000, she didn't make that break until that Free Ball in Jersey. She was actually walking before that.
Yes, she
child,
was.
Y'all
yes.
make me feel like I'm old.
Yes.
Come on, Jess.
Because, baby, those sisters are
hot. I was out way before all of that.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember you, Jasmine, at the clubhouse, but I don't remember you, like, a lot of different places. I only remembered you at the clubhouse when I first came out. That was, like,
when she would have her balls, honey, with
yes.
her kids, honey.
I remember she had this Ventures ball. It was so old at the clubhouse. Like, everything you had to do with Ventures, like, all your labels had to be, like, from the thrift store and all that sort of stuff. I remember that one ball. But I think you did it again, though. Like, you did it before there or somewhere else, but then you did it again. I can't
say, can you still sew, girl? Mother Couture. Hello? Now she want to be MIA, honey.
I think he just came on to tell us.
I need an outfit, honey. I need an outfit, honey. I need me a big rim hat, mistake with my feathers and my beads and everything, honey. Okay.
Yes. When you went on Ricky Lake, how did that happen? How did that get set up?
Jasmine.
I know my cousins was on Ricky Lake, and it was about bickering siblings, and I know that they came over to the house.
I lost y'all for a second. Mark, I didn't even hear what Mark said. What'd you say, Mark?
No, I was saying that, I was saying before Marcus asked his question, I remember your second ball, like you did a ball at Clubhouse, but you redid it. Like it was like 98, but I think you redid it. You had did it before, but it was like an old vintage ball where everything you had to do had to come, like, you know, from the, like, thrift store, or like it was like vintage look. You know, people came in like stripes and poker. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, this is like a
70s
ball.
Yeah, that's an Osprey.
Marcus said, how did you get on the Ricky Lake show? How did that come about?
Miss fucking Kenny called in.
Oh.
Oh, so that's really how that worked, and then he just, like, pitched an idea, and they was like, okay, we'll have y'all come.
We used to
lived in New York, right?
We used to be me, him, JoJo Ebony, we used to all watch Ricky Lake all the time. He was my roommate. And, I remember that one time when they showed the episode, he ran in his room, and it said he was calling. I was like, stop it. But it was a joke. And I would say, like, two or three days later, that motherfucker called me up asking if I wanted to come on their show.
And she made her whole outfit.
Bitch, I missed the old Ricky Lake because this new one is tired.
Girl, I don't even look at her.
Yeah,
she's on Channel 11. Well, up here in New York, it's Channel 11, but WB, she's on WB like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's so lame.
Well, at least,
was
her show. Did they do anything?
Nobody watches
her
show. Nobody watches her show because, first of all, you got Wendy that come on at 4 now, you got Ellen, and you got Eyewitness News, child. Ain't nobody watching Ricky Lake.
Or maybe she come on at 3. I know she come on at 3.
Bitch, I don't even. Mind you, I walked in my living room the other day, bitch, when my cousin was here like a week and a half ago, baby, and it was on, and I was like, oh, Ricky Lake back on TV. My cousin said she been back on TV. I said, oh shit, I don't know, honey. I watched the news from four to six.
Yeah.
The news is so depressing.
Queen Latifah getting her show back too.
Who? That's not
Queen Latifah. Oh, Dana getting the show.
Yeah, Queen Latifah's show starts this fall.
Well, Dana needs to come out the closet first.
Yeah, for real. Maybe she could do an Ellen thing or something, because for real, she's...
Why she
gotta
be gay?
She is gay, Marcus.
You know
she done been to Vogue Nights and everything, and when she comes out to Vogue Nights with Teresa, honey, nobody, you can't tape or nothing. Nobody can pull out their phones or anything, bitch. No phones, no iPads, no nothing. No retaping or anything when she comes out.
Oh, wow.
Bitch, she done been to Vogue Nights like 2 or 3 times. She done been to Vogue Nights.
Why can't she just be a girl at a gay club?
Child, girl.
Because she's a celebrity, that's why.
From what I'm understanding, her girlfriend lives in Hackensack, New Jersey, where I work. So, I mean,
who
are
you talking about?
Queen Latifah?
Yeah,
Marcus, she's gay.
Dana been gay for years, honey. That's one of Teresa's best friends.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been gay for years.
Yeah, I know that he's gay. I know her mother, but I don't know her. Like, I know her mother.
I heard she has an apartment in Brownsville.
It's possible.
Oh, let's not talk about this. Why is everybody on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta? Why do they all got apartments, bitch? Don't nobody got no house?
Because they ain't making that much money, honey.
Bitch, and those apartments they got ain't really their apartments. We say that's the apartments that the motherfuckers that the producers and them paid for.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about J-Rock. Let me tell you something about having a house, but you always on the road. Having a house is a big fucking responsibility. If you get, honey, when you want, it'll be real nice to have a nice little condo or something to go to, especially when 6 months out of the year you always on the road.
Bitch,
but they don't even have condos like that. They have, like, regular apartments like
bitch,
their girls live in Atlanta.
Because, bitch, that's how I be motherfucking feeling, bitch. Like, bitch, when I was traveling all last year, bitch, like, bitch, I ain't never motherfucking home, bitch, dang. Bitch, I be home, like, six or eight days out the motherfucking week. Bitch, I'm always on the fucking road.
Okay. How many days out the week?
Bitch, 6 days out of the week.
Oh, I thought you said 6 to 8. I was like,
Ernie. No, bitch, I ain't Portia.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
She said 265 days, honey.
What's that, girl? Bitch, hey, what I tell you, bitch, Twitter and Facebook and everything went off on that, bitch. Girl. Miss Tiffany, girl. Did y'all see all the blocks that Miss Tiffany got from all the celebrities, Miss Tiffany? In the room.
Oh, fierce.
Miss Day, everybody got her block, Miss Day.
Because she goes and she harasses the girls, honey.
Miss Day, bitch. They're going to bring Tiffany up on one of these shows, Miss Day, girl.
They're going to get her.
Miss Day, everybody got her block, Miss Day, girl.
Well, you know that's what they do now. They have these little shows and they bring on, let's bring on stalkers or Twitter stalkers or Facebook stalkers, and then they just bring you on the show, bitch.
Miss Day.
They do. When they run out of ideas, they will show them.
This show about to end, so until the white man starts talking or whatever, I guess we'll be.
Nuh-uh, she a cunt now. It's a girl now, Jasmine. She be like, thank you for calling Block Talk Radio. Goodbye. I said, ooh.
Mm.
Oh, well, Kelly, I also been getting at the logo, girl. Logo, he has gotten real late.
Yeah. They ain't got no more. It's not about the gay. It's not about the gays no more, bitch. Only RuPaul is the only gay show on logo now.
Telling you, they taking away all our rights, honey. They said, let these queers get married, but let's just take everything else away. I'm telling
no
you.
No mistake, bitch. Congress, they just tried the motherfucking, try to pass the law for the motherfucking gays to be able to marry people out of the country. Mistake, bitch. Congress gave them ain't no ma'am.
You know what it is, because it's these
so
white girls, honey.
So they can get green cards.
Yeah. Congress gave them ain't no ma'am, honey.
Cause now they run.
Trust
now
and believe, bitch, I would
show.
Definitely find me somebody out the country, mistake, and they said yes, mistake, and married them, mistake, for a coin.
Okay.
Girl, bitch,
that girl is no joke.
Baby. Honey,
why can't the girls just get married, honey, and go live your life? Why you just got to be all over the place and carry on, child? Like, really?
Child.